You can get a doggy style, or you can get laying on your side. Those are your only choices. This is my house, and I get the say.
Got it?
Hi. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Friday version of the Drew and Mike Show podcast. Sans Drew. Sans Mike, technically, too. So I guess it's just the podcast.
Just the podcast.
Yeah. Trudy's here. Jim Bentley getting a second day.
Second day
of the week.
You were robbed of that day like 2 Sundays ago, right?
I was. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because Drew is...
Memorial Day.
It's Memorial Day, yeah.
I was bummed. I was trying to weasel my way into another day, so I got it.
We are on a Facebook Live right now. If you want to see, I guess the reason to go on Facebook Live is to see Trudy and Kennedy. Really, I mean, nobody wants to see. Well, Jim's a handsome man. Like, maybe there's some boner out there.
I need to put my sunglasses on.
And put your feet up
like this.
Turn into single white Drew.
Yeah, I'm gonna
or single Drew female.
My balls are gonna bulge. Someone's gonna zoom in on it when I did that.
Can't zoom in on it.
They can't.
You don't need to.
By the way, we are on Instagram and Snapchat now. We're trying to grow those for some reason. I don't know. I guess because they're fun for some people. You guys seem very dubious.
So how do you go about if you're, a Snapchat?
You buy a phone.
Finding us.
Start
connect
with the
to
phone.
The internet.
Connect to that little download. Ghosty icon.
I know. I'm really starting to feel old because Kennedy's showing me how to do all this stuff.
What?
I know.
I'm surprised you let her.
I can't even scan a picture of a toothbrush. A smart toothbrush.
Why don't you take a picture? It'll last longer.
Yeah.
I was yelling at that toothbrush again today because I could not get it to scan.
It's 2 days. You have 2 days invested in this toothbrush.
I know. I need to cut my losses and just get her a regular toothbrush, apparently.
Yeah.
I actually contacted Disney about it.
Did you?
You did?
Did you get through this time?
You had to hold a Casey
Anthony?
No, well,
Zanny the Nanny.
Oh, you wrote a letter.
No, I did not write. I'm not going to write a letter.
And then gave it to Tom with a stamp.
And then maybe they'll get it in 2020.
4 months.
No, because they won't take phone calls. They have no chat. So it's a form letter and there's a ticket number. And I got really mad at the letter sent back because it's one of those things. Is the image obscured? Are you up to date on your phone?
Oh, they're trying. Like,
it's your fault.
Troubleshoot. Like,
telling
unplug
me everything.
It and plug it back in.
Exactly.
Like
telling
engineering.
Me to do everything. As if.
Please, why don't you go cry about it?
As if I wouldn't look into it, and then please let me know how this goes. Bye for now.
Was it Chelsea Clinton?
Yeah. Hi, Mark. Good to hear from you. Fake.
See ya.
Definitely sounds odd that you aren't able to get your product to scan.
Oh, wow. It's totally your fault.
Yeah.
It
Number two, make
odd.
Sure the image on your product is not obscured. Three, hold your device 3 to 4 inches.
And do you have the product in front of you?
Ugh. How annoying. Oh, boy. A lot of stuff
so
to
is
do.
She not brushing her teeth in the interim?
No, she is.
Oh, good.
With what?
She better be.
With her finger?
No, the toothbrush works.
Oh, well, yeah.
Why wouldn't
she wouldn't want to use it. It's probably big.
No, she likes it. It's just not going to sing the song that I don't know. You know what? You're right, Jim. She doesn't need any of that.
No. Kate gets stuff like that. It drives me nuts. I'm like, just get a regular fucking toothbrush for 59 cents or whatever it is.
I do not understand the whole internet of things, like why you want your coffee maker hooked up to the internet or
why I don't
you
either.
Want.
Yeah.
Anything hooked up to your internet?
Our refrigerator was hooked up to the internet for a while.
Why? Why?
What did you ever do? Did you change the temperature?
It actually, it could be connected to Bon Appetit, so you could get recipes.
So that's how I got the name.
Oh, so
I have
refrigerator.
And did you?
So you had like an iPad in the front, like you would, but you'd have to stand at the refrigerator. You had a screen, right?
Sure, yeah.
So you'd have to stand at the refrigerator to
and
read it?
Read it, and then it, it also had...
as opposed to just... opening the refrigerator door
and looking inside.
Yeah, as to what's
so
in
much
it.
Easier. Right. Weather.
I don't believe that.
It did weather. It did
weather. Yeah, that's anything that connects
weather.
Anything that connects to the internet with the Internet of Things can tell you the weather as if it's that important.
You could watch Netflix on it. We never did.
Oh, yeah, because, in case you just want to sit in front of your fridge
right.
and watch Netflix.
I don't want to lay on a couch and possibly pass out.
They're looking at things to do with it.
Sit on the island and watch the thing in the middle. But ultimately, that piece of shit broke down.
Because it's a bad
and
fridge.
Guess what? The only thing that worked was that stupid little screen.
Oh.
That's the only thing that stayed.
And that's the theory, too. Anything you get, that the more technology, the more that's going to go wrong. Just give me the normal.
Not only that, but the less any refrigerator repairman knows how to do anything about it. So.
I haven't had to do
that. That looks like futuristic, beautiful stuff.
I don't know. I just don't. I don't need things connected. I don't need everything connected to the internet. Just give me my phone.
I agree.
Well, Zeus and I got in that. We were in that discussion because he loves smart lights.
Oh, God,
And you said that you could control it from your phone. And I went, you can control it from the switch on the wall, too.
Yeah.
It's really, really easy.
Who was that guy we called? Probably it was in the old building. The guy where you could control his house.
Yes.
He called. He got really angry.
Heard of him. Next.
That was one of my favorite things to play during Best Of.
Really?
Yeah. It was just
him getting mad.
Up.
Why was it long so you could go? Beat off in the bathroom.
Yes, in the old building. Oh, take a dump.
The Hue lights thing too is somewhat maddening because. Like about a week ago, one of them went crazy, so I tried to turn off the living room lights. I'm sitting there, I've got a drink, I'm kicked back, I'm watching TV, and then all of a sudden one comes on.
Really?
Wow.
And then I turn them off again.
Sommy.
And I kick back, and it was a total Sommy thing.
If only there was a switch you could just go to turn it off
and
on.
I know.
If only.
It was a rogue light.
I kind of understand the thermostat thing, I suppose, but...
You sound like a goddamn pussy to me.
I just got the thermostat thing, but you know what? I haven't hooked it up. I have no interest in hooking it up to my phone.
You know, it is pretty hard to go over it and go.
I know.
Turn it cold.
And you put your.
But what if you're?
Need to do.
What if you're upstairs?
The one time when Drew was gone and it was hot. That's the one time
That would have worked.
Technology.
Yeah.
Well, we are in the dealsinthed.com studio. Trudy, I think you contractually have to read this.
Oh, okay.
Not really. I just don't want.
Contractually obligated to.
I have another one to read later.
Zot Ford, everybody's favorite Drew and Mike mascot, part-time Mazaway, mentioned that our friends at Zot Ford would pay a minimum of $2,500 for any trade-in, regardless of if it runs, has tires, or has a nest of chipmunks living under the hood. Since
I'm so excited.
Zot Ford have been blowing up, but Maz has not been there to pick them up. On Saturdays. So due to popular demand, Gabara and the team have decided to keep this ridiculousness going for just a little bit longer. Go ahead and drag that jalopy. POS?
Poopty? Jalopy?
Or pull that pile into Zot Ford and Holly and get $2,500 when you purchase your next Ford. Plus, you can use that $2,500 as a down payment on your purchase or lease. Or if you prefer, just they'll cut you a check and you can go buy a really big bag of weed. Your call. P.S. Don't be surprised when another member of Zot's award-winning staff assists you with your purchase. Yeah. Part-time Mazaway will be likely out of the office or off to some exotic destination around the globe, only from your friends at DealsInTheD.com.
Exotic. Oh, remember when he went to D.C. for his field trip and he just brought Drew back a...
Oh, a farting Trump?
Yeah, a little...
I saw one of those at 7-Eleven.
Thank you. That's exactly what I
thought. What?
I saw it in 7-Eleven today. I'm like, rack of motherfucker.
I'm not a fan.
He did not buy it in D.C.
He probably bought it at Drew's 7-Eleven.
Probably.
On his way here.
Yeah. But that's where I was. That's where I saw it. I'm like, it's not special anymore.
I know.
It's not from D.C.
Not just one, but there's an entire tray of little farting Trumps. Yeah. So.
It's poop.
Amazingly, half of them are sold.
It's over here somewhere. Here it is.
Probably horrible farts, but.
No, it just
blows
bubble comes
a rubber,
out of his butt.
Rubber bubble out of its butt. Sorry, Mark.
Pretty cool, huh?
It's coming out of his shoes.
Ew.
One more, Brandon.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
I just wanted to time it up.
I wondered who bought like half of those at. I don't know.
Yeah. Who's got that on their keychain?
What does that have to do with D.C. other than, well,
it's Trump. Yeah.
Like it's only sold in D.C.
So, well, he came all the way back here and thought he needed to get something.
That sounds like Tom, but that's fine. Dr. Roche is...
I don't know why I'm piling on him.
Because it's too easy. There's a new promotion going on at Dr. Roche. They're doing these 6 Zerona treatments with breast augmentation.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great deal for the spring and now summer. Get ready for the rest of summer with fuller breasts and a slimmer waist. Six free Zerona treatments with any breast augmentation. Boating season, it's here. Fill out that bathing suit. Slim down your waist with Dr. Roche's spring special. It's time for summer fun. Tighten your body and get that fuller look you've always wanted with six free Zerona treatments when you have breast augmentation by Dr. Roche. So.
Full speed ahead.
Not to brag, but the doctor said it was the biggest boil they had ever seen.
And maybe you could get on the 29 best boobs in history list.
Oh, yeah.
I heard that.
Did you? What did you guys think?
A lot of arguments.
I thought it was ridiculous. I thought it's a travesty that the greatest 29 breasts in history were all we're all born after 1970. So anybody who's older doesn't even get a shot.
Were you upset there was no working women in there? You know, women in the business?
Well, like Stormy Daniels.
Was Stormy? Yeah.
Some of Brandon's favorite performers.
The professionals. Is that why, Brandon?
No, I wasn't expecting them, but I was expecting, you know, just some of the older ladies.
Nice.
Some of the
I didn't know
ladies.
They needed to be, like, alive, but...
Yeah, I know, and history implies that it goes back more than 5 years.
I wonder why it was 29... too. That seemed like a weird number. And then Kennedy pointed out one she came across today. I don't know. She's into clickbait as much as Drew is. It was 29 shady stars who cheated down on their partners.
What is that? 29. Then.
Why 29? But I immediately got sucked in on the list. Do you want to hear them? 29 shady. One of them was Jesse James and Sandra Bullock because he cheated with that bombshell McGee.
Oh, yeah.
When she came in studio, did you find her to be pretty?
I did.
I did too.
Yeah, her face. I mean, strictly her face.
Yeah, her eyes, her smile, the tattoos. Butt.
Why come you don't have a tattoo?
Yeah, I don't know about the tattoos on her neck and all that stuff.
On her forehead?
I kind of forgot about those.
She hit him with the bangs.
Yeah.
But she was really cute, I thought so.
I thought so, too. Something named Chad Michael Murray was dating Sophia Bush, and he cheated on her with Paris Hilton. But my defense was, it's Paris Hilton. I mean, we've all.
Who would you rather nail? I disqualify myself because I've done them both.
Jay-Z and Beyonce, and Jay-Z cheated with that. She's kind of cute, though.
With who?
Casey Cohen. Just
I thought her name was that.
She's kind of off the paper towel roll blonde. You know?
Yeah.
Off the paper towel.
Standard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Blue eyes, blonde hair. She's a waitress reality star.
I never knew that they. Knew exactly who it was that she cheated. He cheated on Beyonce with.
I feel like she's almost cute.
Oh, I think she's really cute.
Yeah.
I would have liked to see. Something a little. Well, she's really cute.
He got his ass beat in that elevator for that, though.
The next one's Schwarzenegger with his housekeeper.
Oh my God! I'm like, wait.
Disgusting. Eddie Murphy cheated on his wife with the pre-op tranny.
I was gonna say with a dude, basically.
Shalimar.
Wow.
It's
insane.
How can anybody, you would think, how can anybody cheat on Halle Berry?
But then you find out what a psycho she was.
Yeah. And that's who he cheated with.
Oh, a calmer woman.
Julie O'Reilly. Who is she?
Yeah.
It was his ex-girlfriend, so it was a retap, which is even dumber. He's already been there, done that. Ethan Hawke cheated on Uma Thurman with that, and then he married her.
What is that?
Ryan Shaw Hughes.
Who are these people?
She's the nanny.
Oh.
The nanny and the housekeeper. It's just, you know, proximity.
Right.
Yeah, housekeepers tend to be the ones for the infidelity quite often.
Yeah, they're around.
Or the nanny.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. Wait, who was he with?
Uma Thurman before.
Well.
I know. But still, better than that.
Sick of rubbing her feet.
Prince Charles and Rose bowels. Feet.
That is the most appalling one. Why would he go for her?
I don't know. Because he wanted to be your tampon. Ben Affleck and Jennifer.
I pointed that out when the royal marriage was going. It was just an info dump to Zeus, and he's like, "Oh,
I know. Nobody wants.
Why
to
Why would you say that?"
Josh Duhamel, as I like to call him, was married to Fergie, and he cheated with that chick, Nicole Forrester.
Not as hot.
Have you ever heard of her?
Nope.
You briefly mentioned Ben Affleck. That was with the nanny, too, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Thank you. Was it Tom Brady's nanny? Or wasn't Tom Brady on the plane or involved?
I don't know. I don't remember hearing that.
Charlie Sheen cheated on Denise Richards with his assistant. Another one in proximity.
Duh. The one winning.
The one who put the assorted clothing out by the gate.
Yeah, well, Ursula.
In a garbage bag. Yeah.
So if nannies and housekeepers are first, number two apparently is trannies, because we had Eddie Murphy and then Hank Basket cheated on Kendra.
Oh, yeah.
With another tranny.
Oh,
remember that part.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, she was a transgendered model. By the way, she, I guess, went on a Twitter rant.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you see what she tweeted out today?
No, I only caught the one where she was saying that he blames her for his career-ending.
Yeah, his football career, which wasn't that great of a football career.
No, not at all.
Isn't he the guy that messed up the onside kick?
Yeah.
Eagles.
Yes, you're right, yeah, now that you say that.
But then today she tweeted after all that, you know, that Twitter rant became something to some people. She tweeted, "I guess I need some dick."
Seriously?
Well, it's Kendra. I mean, she dated Hefner, for crying out loud. Hugh Grant.
Oh, she wants it so bad.
Hugh Grant with Divine Brown.
Just a hooker he picked up on Hollywood Boulevard, right?
Yes, yeah, just for oral, though. Does that really count? Depends what the definition of it
no.
is.
No, I thought this was cheating. When was
yeah.
it?
Well, trading down.
Cheated down, yeah.
Cheated
yeah.
down.
Oh.
Jude Law, one of our finest actors, who Sienna Miller, just gorgeous.
Yes.
Once again, the nanny, with Daisy Wright.
Oh, that's right.
She's God. Terrible.
She really could have awesome. Anyone.
And then Kobe and Vanessa Bryant, and they named this dancer that he nailed, and I only can think of was, what about the girl he allegedly raped? Yeah. I don't know. Just another list, wow. but 29.
That's a good one.
In the world of models, she was on the top 29 breasts. Did you see that? And there's something I find fascinating about this story, that Kate Upton is now number one on the Maxim Hot 100.
What?
And the thing I found fascinating is Maxim still exists.
Yeah, that's yeah. I was gonna say, there's a Maxim?
Is it, can you buy a Maxim?
I have no idea.
It's got to be digital only, right?
I could not find it online, like the top 100. And they're still doing, in the age and era of Me Too, they're still doing the Maxim Hot 100.
No. Oh. Oh, my God, who gives a shit? So then don't read it.
No,
you
I know.
Have every magazine.
But don't you fully expect people to get really pissed off about this? That the Hot 100 exists in a men's magazine?
Well,
you don't?
No.
Really?
Like, as people's.
I'm just expecting some kind of odd backlash to it because they're ranking women based on
their. Yeah, but people have to know where to find Maxim.
True. But this story was out there today that Kate Upton was number one.
Really?
She's yeah. showing her butt.
You have pictures?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess it isn't that hard to find.
Yeah. And so, well, I mean, they've been doing it for so long, though, that, you know.
It's tradition.
It is tradition. I mean, are they supposed to just stop? Last year, Haley Baldwin was.
Who's that? Who's
it's,
Haley Baldwin's
the little,
daughter?
The little pig, remember?
Oh, it, yeah. oh, it is?
Yeah.
It was Ireland.
2016.
Oh, that's right. That was man. Ireland.
2016 was Stella Maxwell.
Never heard of her.
Stella. Number 2015 was Taylor Swift.
Oh, gross.
Not top sexiest. 100.
That must have been a bad year.
82. 2014 was Candace Swainpool.
Yeah, nice.
2013, Miley Cyrus.
Gross.
2012, Bar
Wide,
Raphael.
Wide taint. Gross. I don't know if you've ever heard that before.
It's long, not wide. Well, it might be wide, too.
No, it's a wide taint.
Roisey.
Look at her standing. It looks like someone stuck toothpicks at a 45-degree angle into a banana.
Katy Perry got 22.
Who does taint measurement?
I eyeballed it.
Wow.
She was on the TV. I put my thumb up. Went, yep.
Eyeballed her taint. Mark's
easily the widest taint I've ever seen.
Well, when you've seen one, you've seen them all. You kind of. Lindsay Lohan was number one in 2007.
She looked good then.
Yeah.
She's pretty rugged
11
now.
Years ago.
Lindsay Lohan has got the stinkiest, f***ing sweaty, orange vagina anyone has ever seen. I haven't seen it, but it s*** out freckles, it's orange, and it f***ing smells like diarrhea.
Smells like diarrhea.
What a pile of idiots.
Remember how sweaty he was?
Is he dead? No, his brother's
his
dead.
His brother died. Yeah.
Greasy Bear? Yes. Wait, Gummy Bear. Gummy Bear was
oh, he's
dog.
Greasy Bear.
Yeah, he's Greasy Bear. Okay, a lot of news going on locally, and it's all really weird. A couple Warren schools were shut down today because this guy goes on a rampage, a knife-wielding rampage, sexually assaulting women all over the place.
Really? Just boob grabs? Or
I don't know. He was wearing a dress.
What?
Which is weird, but, you know, it caused a lot of schools to be locked down. That tends
schools.
To be the big story of the day today. But, yeah, he assaulted three people, broke into homes, and was driving around the neighborhood.
Knives.
But the police got to him pretty quick, and they had their dogs out
Was it Jeffrey Tambor?
Oh.
Sounds like... The description sounded like it. She's wearing a flowered dress
and a bad wig too, and assaulted. I thought a grandma and a little girl.
Do you know how much is this dress worth?
Demanded in front of the two little kids that they have sex.
Yeah, yeah, which is kind of
grandma. Oh, grandma could be young.
I don't know. I'm getting wearied. Maybe it's the end of the week. I'm just getting wearied by assault stories because they're just awful. And the one that really took the headlines this week was the Michigan State physicist.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And our big question was, hey, how'd they catch the guy?
Yeah. Who turned him in?
Now we know.
Do tell.
The dog snitched.
A Craigslist ad led investigators to his home.
Oh, so somebody knew about it and
this is the, he was sodomizing his basset hound, which, once again, I maintain, probably the ugliest dog to sexually assault. Not a
why would
dog.
You do it to that dog?
No, not a good-looking dog. But the Craigslist ad said, anyone have a restless dog or horse who needs to be occupied for a while? A detective testified. Yeah. I love playing with them. Preferably not fixed, but either's fine. Male animals preferred.
Yeah.
So he was into gay bestiality.
I get
And Jim. Put it on Craigslist. And he's a what again?
Like a horse?
What's weird is he's
physicist?
A physicist.
Yeah, health physicist.
Oh, what's that?
Well, guess where else he worked?
Besides MSU?
He previously worked in the Michigan State Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory.
Oh, no.
Which, Trudy, you were saying this the other day. You just don't do that once and get caught.
No,
you're doing this for a long time.
That's why you got into that career?
Ingham County, though, give him credit because they immediately went and, like, thought something was up with this ad and found the person who placed the ad. It wasn't him that placed the ad.
He had someone place it for him?
That's where I get lost, Jim, and I can't figure it out. The person reported seeing Hatley?
Mm-hmm.
Or Hattie? Having sexual contact with a dog when he was at his home in January. That's how far back it goes. Investigators later seized a cell phone and personal computer from Hatley's home. They found numerous photographs of human and animal acts, including two that authorities contend showing Hattie having sex with a dog.
Gross!
He was, of course, arraigned Monday. His dog, a basset hound named Flash, is with an adoptive family.
Oh, poor Flash.
Oh, look at you. Look at this. Oh, look at him. He's gorgeous.
The ad's author told Animal Control that Hattie had replied to the ad in January and invited him to his home.
Wow.
This is where you get fun details. What? The witness, identified in court records only as a confidential informant, said Hattie had genital contact with the dog and reached around towards the dog's anus. Before the dog ran away.
He reached around.
Yeah, he was playing with his dong.
Yeah, but if...
Reached around towards the dog's anus before the dog ran away.
Wasn't he behind the dog?
Which implies that the dog was digging it for a while until the butthole play came in.
Whoa! The dog just jumped.
and ran away.
Wait, so if he reached around...
Sir, I just need to check inside your ass.
Jim, I don't know where he was facing it.
Well,
but
I would picture him behind the dog.
It's not your typical reach around.
If you reach around, I think he'd be grabbing for the
He was in front of the dog then. I don't know. Yeah, in front of the witness.
So he's just kind of like, hey.
Check this out. The informant couldn't see whether Hattie's finger penetrated the dog, but quote, from the way in which the dog reacted... Oh. And in the totality of the circumstances, there's a fair and reasonable inference that actual penetration occurred.
Yeah.
The dog, a cell phone, desktop computer was seized by investigators.
Sounds like
they found numerous photographs of human and animal acts and artifacts relating to a known bestiality website.
Artifacts?
Is that the little finger, isn't it?
Two of the photos depict a man penetrating a dog, but do not show facial features of either the human or the dog. Noted that the man has the same general body type as the physicist, and the dog had the same distinctive fur pattern as his basset hound.
Oh.
The dog had
Why
suffered
don't they bite?
Anal trauma.
Oh, God.
But now he's in a new home, and everything's good.
Why wouldn't they bite?
Everything's fine.
The dog's doing great. He's in jail. It's a happy ending, finally. But honestly, this could have gone on forever.
He can actually kiss you in his butthole.
Sure.
It's amazing he got caught. He probably did do it forever. I don't think he just started at age 50.
I bet he was a kid when he started.
Oh, why?
Well, who? How can you? I don't understand anyone getting off on that.
No.
Oh, And speaking of,
oh, that's a,
those,
sorry, the styrofoam well, thing. Yeah, I know, me too. Me.
Those pictures
hashtag.
Reminded
hashtag
me
too.
Those pictures reminded me of the jogger who got busted. Did you see?
Oh,
that?
The pooping in Australia. He lost his job for this.
So someone snaps a picture of him, this jogger, while he's in the act of taking a dump in someone's front yard. And it's like the clearest picture. It's close. It's a close-up.
Have you read the whole story on this, Brandon?
Why don't you take a picture? It'll last longer.
No.
It's almost as good as the Tim Hortons.
And joggers are known for this.
Yes, and he had been doing this for a long time in the neighborhood.
By the way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
So this other neighbor was getting pissed off about it and decided to, like, track where the dumps were and figured out this guy's jogging, figured out his jogging pattern.
Wow.
Don't you just picture him in the basement like Pee-wee?
Great Smith.
With a scale
model.
He's got
thumbtacks. He's got string going to each one, just making a path.
Figuring out the time of day, so he knew the schedule, too, and then waited.
Oh, that's giving me a clue.
And waited in the bushes with a brand new camera.
And that picture.
And that is why that picture is clear as day.
Did he take more than one picture, like the reaction shot when the guy realized, oh.
Well, he took the picture of him, and the story had him quoted as saying, "How you doing there, mate?" and got up and just ran off. Everything
push,
was still... Everything was totally fine.
Huh.
Of course, he brought toilet... So he's jogging with toilet paper, knowing he's going to take a shit in these people's yards or lawns or...
So he knows how much it takes, too. He probably has, 10 roll or 10... squares he brings.
How does
every
he always know?
Two ply.
He knows what he ate the night before. If he's going to need more. If he's
so does the guy that tracked
squares,
him.
10 squares.
The guy that tracked him knew all his bowel movements.
Gross. Because you can't bring a whole roll. Then you got to stick it. You know where are you going to put it?
Yeah.
Nah, he's got
fanny pack.
That picture. I just
definitely just
up.
He stuffs.
Wait, that's not even the full picture. Have you seen the full picture?
That was actually him.
Yeah, that's him. That's what I mean.
The top one was real?
That's why he got such a good picture of
him. I thought that was a stock photo of some guy's butt.
No.
He's a stock photo of man taking a dump in yard.
Like Dan Dickerson? Did you see it? Didn't he, though?
Dan Dickerson would never do such a thing.
Well, but his twin
There's the full
does.
Picture.
Oh, gross.
Oh, it looks
I didn't see this one. I didn't see the one with the stool.
It looks like he needs a lot of toilet paper.
Yeah.
Oh,
there
gross.
Is. It looks... Yeah.
I don't think New Balance wants to use that picture for their ad. New Balance really stands out in that picture.
I don't know if you heard, but I just took a pretty aggressive dump.
Aggressive.
The N on his shoes reflects the flash.
It kind of draws your eyes to that area.
Which is right next to
nothing else.
Can you doesn't that just look like a pile of brown water?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got diarrhea.
It definitely wasn't a solid loaf.
That's his defense, though. He's sick.
And if anyone's going to be able to squat like that, it's a runner. It does. Look, pull up a picture of Dan Dickerson.
No, I don't.
No, we don't need to do this.
I agree with you. He looks like Dan Dickerson. Are you happy?
Yes, but I want Trudy to. I thought you were pulling it up.
A little Bill Clinton in there, but I think it's just that salt and pepper thing.
Yeah. Hey, did James Patterson do an interview by himself with Fox News?
Did anybody notice?
I think so. I think Bill just.
Oh, Bill won't go in that building.
Exactly.
I think he's done a few on his own.
Well,
maybe he ditched him after.
After being a prop.
Yes.
For his first 10 interviews.
After the Colbert thing. It's like.
I thought that was really weak, though, of Clinton. It's, if you're going to do the book tour and you want your book sold to people
Nut
that watch
up,
Fox,
buddy.
Go on there and answer the questions. And especially now that he has his talking points down.
Sure. And it's kind of out there already, so they would have to think of a different line of questioning. What's that creeping around?
Why are there so many mad pooper stories?
I know. I love it.
Ugh.
It's so gross.
Oh, by the way. Food's here.
Where did you get food from? Brandon's going to be so bummed. Nothing bothers him more than eating.
No! No more!
Sweetwater Express.
No!
What's that?
Southfield.
Why are we plugging them? Did you get it for free?
No.
Just kidding.
Do you like them, Trudy?
Really good wings, though. Really.
There's one downtown.
Savory and delicious.
I used to get them downtown, and then there's one on Southfield Road.
Yeah. That's an,
or Northwestern
that's a
Highway.
Great recommendation, because I'm always looking for some place that's... Super good.
That's not too far from your house, is it?
No.
That's super close, but close enough.
Yeah. Well, in that case, we
Uber
better...
Uber brings it to you. What the hell?
We better play something on the TV so we can eat.
Yes.
On GMA this morning. GMA had a lot of good things. Of course, they had the response, the Samantha Bee response.
Ugh.
She apologized last night by not really apologizing, and so of course people are still up in arms. And I don't. I guess she's losing advertisers.
A couple.
Yeah, a few.
Is it hardware? One of them was.
Yeah, they noted
tools or something.
Their first break was full of promos. Because they had to fill it.
Yeah.
So it was nothing but promos. You got to believe TBS is not too happy about it. But just like Roseanne, why are these people losing their jobs because of doing something edgy? You know, this is what you get when you hire them.
Well, not
and
only
the
that.
The advertisers know that when they buy into it. They should.
Yeah, but they don't want the backlash.
Right.
I kind of understand every aspect of it, but really, you want people to lose their jobs for, you know, going over the line?
Why are they coming back and saying that they thought it was so despicable when they knew the content was going on?
Yeah, for
it's pre-recorded.
And of course, these two are connected because they happen by each other, but for Roseanne and for the Samantha Bee thing, I mean, you know what the act is, you know what the person is. You should expect some of that. What's going to happen to television? There's going to be nothing edgy left.
I know.
It's going to be all on Netflix and HBO, which most of it already is. Seasons wise, at the Suicide Show.
You know, there's a second season.
Yeah, it's already out, and I think they're going to do a third.
A 26.
Wait, does somebody else have to commit suicide for that? Or
well, that's what I was.
Is that a math joke, Brandon?
I doubled it.
Or do you want to try it again?
30 died. Go ahead, try
it again.
I thought the name of the second season was 26 Reasons Why.
It's not funny.
I thought I read that the head of Netflix was like, "You don't have to watch it." To the people that
really
are pissed off about
it's a good response,
and I agree with them. You don't have to. You don't have to listen to this podcast. Nobody has to do any of these things. You don't have to watch.
I like
Roseanne.
That you do.
Yeah, I don't care if you hate listen. If you like listen, and you don't, but you don't have to. That's what I never understand about people that complain about the Roseanne thing or the Samantha Bee thing. Because most of the people that bitch and complain about it aren't viewers anyway.
Right. Or they are, and they're just...
But, you know...
I feel like half the people really aren't that upset. They're upset
of course they're
for
not.
Other people.
Yeah.
They think they're supposed to be upset. It's
they,
just
want
a,
they want attention. They want attention online.
Is the C-word thing didn't really faze me all that much, though, because it seems like there's...
Were you offended by it?
Well, there was a good story.
It's one of Kennedy's
favorite
words, apparently.
But also
thrown around her household.
Was that a joke or a play on words? Apparently,
and Jim Fouts.
Get it?
They're pussies when they're young, and when they get older, just mean, hateful, dried up old cunts.
Yeah,
but that's Adobe Cellophone.
Is it a little different when it's a public employee?
Did he say mean, dried
Adobe
up.
Adobe Cellophone.
Oh, wouldn't you be mean if your cunt was all dried up?
Well, I thought you were saying the cunt will dry
up.
Wait,
what happens first? You become mean and then it dries up? Or does it dry up and that's why you get mean?
Don't analyze.
No, because it could be.
Moist. Everything's got to come in twos, though. And this is just, the B thing is just on the cusp of Roseanne. They needed to have revenge for having...
Another side.
Well, yeah, one of their shows taken away. And so the next time something happens, it's always going to be, you know, what about this guy? And, you know, or what about that thing?
Roseanne retweeted another Valerie Jarrett thing today. Someone that support her, like, they don't care. Valerie Jarrett's laughing. She wants to push Israel in the ocean. She retweeted it. Not that it means anything, but it's still a little tone deaf, I suppose.
Definitely. I thought she was done. Yeah. How many times did she say, I'm off Twitter, I'm done?
That's all she has to do is not tweet, and she would have been fine.
Just don't follow
never
her.
Believe her again.
Social media.
So after
social media, that's for sure.
After they did the Samantha Bee story, they did what I think might be my favorite story lately. It's the dancing FBI guy.
Oh my God.
Who did the backflip, gun fell out, he grabbed the gun and shot the guy. Well, someone has broken their silence. Immediately, I'm like, oh, the dancer has broken his silence. This is going to be great.
No, it's not going to be him.
Unfortunately, it's the guy who won the bad luck lottery and got shot. Randomly. Which, was anybody dying to hear this guy break his silence?
I was sort of intrigued, but
I was wondering.
Actually, it was kind of nothing. But.
You really were wondering who got shot?
Yeah, I didn't. Well, because you don't see it on the video. You don't see the individual who's like, ow, but
he's
I don't know.
Not dead.
You like seeing people get shot?
No, but I figured if
he didn't
they
even
had
know he
the
was
video,
shot
yeah,
first.
The only thing I wanted to know.
What's this red stuff?
I was like, yeah, I know.
Wow.
He's an interesting fellow.
Somewhat of a dim bulb.
The only thing I wanted to know was he part of that dance circle watching, or was he far away? Well, and that question wasn't answered, but here he is from GMA.
He was going off while he was dancing at a Denver bar. There's the pictures right there. The 24-year-old victim is telling his story for the first time. Oh, ABC's Clayton Sandell is in Denver with the details. Good morning, Clayton.
Count how many times they play the video. They've already played it twice.
Do you have sambas on?
Yeah, no socks. It's a good look.
Hey, good morning, George. Tom Reddington just moved to Denver a few months ago, and this morning he says he's in a lot of pain. You'll notice he can't even sit up on the couch for an interview. He says what happened that night was beyond bizarre, a split second that changed two lives forever.
This morning, the man caught in the path of this dancing FBI agent's accidental misfire is speaking out, recovering from a serious bullet wound to his leg.
Are you okay? There's a swelling, aching pain in my calf. Is it a massive cramp?
24-year-old Tom Reddington went dancing.
Is this guy pushing his... I mean, I know he was shot, but is he pushing his injury?
It's pain.
Yeah. And
I'm in pain all the time.
couldn't even sit up.
Yeah, he's laying on the couch. At least he's elevated his leg, because you're supposed to ice and elevate, which he does.
Yeah, good point.
But he does have his leg exposed, so you can see the gunshot wound.
I know.
And he's texting.
Did it go in and out?
I think so.
Because it doesn't look like they had to dig around for it. There's just a clean hole.
Ankle, too, or something.
You know what?
Did it
they
come
don't
out
address
there?
That. They said he was only hit once. No, why would it come out the same side?
Well, it could deflect off the the bone and go down.
Like
and come
a Kennedy
out.
Bullet?
Oh, the audio is available. The video wasn't of him getting shot, but the audio is. I got it right here.
Oh, shit!
Oh, shit!
Come on, stop screaming! Stop
Are you okay?
All right, this is going to kill the infection!
Wow.
Oh shit, my bad. That's margarita mix.
Oh, grabbed it off the bar.
Don't go in the shop! Don't go in the shock!
I got into shock!
Stay away! Just stay away!
Don't go into shock.
That bar, that bar is on top of it, man.
Are you doing okay?
Hey, dancing with friends over the
what's that?
Don't you kind of have to act like you're really in pain and can't move?
Why? Because he's breaking his silence?
Not do the interview at all?
Exactly.
Well, I'm sure the FBI will compensate him.
Yeah, but...
secretly.
And if he's just fine and jumping around and going, everything's cool, they're not going to give him
as much. He doesn't want that, Brandon. He doesn't want to be compensated, even though he's hired a lawyer. A lawyer
he
with
just
the,
wanted to pay a lawyer.
A lawyer with the biggest computer screen you'll ever see.
Like weekend at this Denver bar, a few feet away, 29-year-old FBI agent Chase Bishop is busting a move. But during this backflip, he drops his gun, accidentally busting a cap.
We sat down at one of these picnic tables, and I heard a loud bang, and I thought, oh, some idiot set off a firecracker. All of a sudden, my knee down became completely red. And that's when it clicked in my head.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been shot.
As Agent Bishop appears to walk away, that quick smile and a hands up, people in the crowd rush in to help, using a belt as a tourniquet to stop the bleeding. Reddington, in and out of consciousness.
Oh, that's funny. You're right, Jim. They blur out his wound.
Yeah.
They do not. Remember when we talked about this last time? They blurred out the FBI agent's face.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Not anymore. Now he's got a big, goofy smile.
I wish that runner in Australia, they would have blurred something out on that picture.
Reddington says his injury is putting his job at Amazon on hold.
Yeah, I'm walking 5-10 miles pretty much every day for work, lifting things.
He says he's watched this video at least 2 dozen times.
Me too.
I originally thought that when I found out I got shot, it was an altercation that I got hit in the crossfire of because... civilian casualties like that.
That makes
dude,
sense.
Those happen.
Civilian casualties?
But when I saw him do a backflip, I couldn't help but laugh.
Are you okay?
But Reddington now says he's reached us.
So basically, he's making fun of his dancing and how stupid it is, which it is dumb. What number is that? 9?
In conclusion.
There was no pointing. There was no aiming. I don't explain the guy. I don't want to ruin his life. I just want a private phone call from this guy.
The FBI tells us Agent Bishop will be held accountable. He could also face criminal charges. Denver police say they're still waiting for lab results that will show if Bishop had been drinking when his gun ripped a hole through Reddington and this wall. Reddington has hired an attorney who is already talking to the FBI.
Holy shit.
Look how big that monitor is.
I thought it was going to be
an old screen. It's Dan from Roseanne.
It's like a third. How big is that?
52 inches.
He has a really big screen, so he doesn't look so big beside it.
Why does he have a mister of water on his desk?
That's why, so he doesn't look as big?
Yeah. Everything
I voiced very sincere concern about the health of my client, and I was really appreciate that. I hope that we can get this resolved without any litigation. I think that would be the right thing to do.
Litigation for what, a phone call?
I just want to focus on my leg getting better. Than anything else.
Oh, room with your leg.
I don't want to blame anybody.
You already did.
The truck.
Number 10.
I just want to heal. I just want to be able to walk.
Now, the FBI did not want to comment. We also reached out to Agent Bishop with no luck. By the way, the bar where this happened is now offering Reddington free drinks for life.
Oh, great.
Not sure it's worth it, guys.
He's going to become an alcoholic.
I know. Clayton, end up bringing in a gun and shooting someone else.
Not sure it's worth it. I would take that deal all day long.
To get shot in the leg.
Hey, the bullet went right through him and hit a wall. No major damage. He's going to be walking in no time.
But it's not going to be... It's not going to be all you can drink every day. You know they're going to put a limit on it.
I don't know. They said free drinks for life. They said I'd take advantage of it. Hopefully it's close to his house.
Yeah. Or maybe there's an asterisk and it's like Coca-Cola beverages only.
No alcoholic beverages.
Two drinks.
Yeah, but can he sue the establishment?
I don't know. They weren't being negligent.
No.
No, but...
They didn't. Were they supposed to check if a guy has a gun?
They didn't know a bad dancer was coming in.
Does an FBI agent have to submit his gun when he goes to
great question.
I would think so because there's so many people and alcohol and
because there's a certain number of people. What if he's undercover?
Oh, shit. Well, then he shouldn't have a gun in his butt crack.
He was dancing.
He should be in a dance circle.
Maybe that's what he was doing.
He's
he was
undercover,
infiltrating
but
the underground dance scene. You know, maybe he's. He's the Paul Walker of the Fast and the Furious, but instead of cars, it's breakdancing and doing backflips and shit.
That is so dumb. I want to see that movie.
What were those yellow pants all about, too? Weren't they yellow?
They were a little,
That was a
little... So at first I tried to go through legal channels, but the cops... Ha! Think they were any help? They just gave me the runaround.
They're a little bit Sansibelty.
What?
Kind of.
What's that?
Sansibelt pants.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't either.
It's an ancient pant type.
Can't understand a word.
It didn't need a belt. It was like
really?
The 70s, so that you just tucked your shirt under.
Oh, seven. You said ancient. I was picturing 2,000 years ago. It was some sort of pant. Oh, we're getting a history.
Jesus used to rock them.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna need to change my pants.
Do you guys want to do a phone call?
Yeah.
We should have a show meeting here. There's a whole pile of numbers. We've had them for a while.
Are there many wings left?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to smoke while people are eating wings, but...
Oh, as if.
Well, but eating's different than just, you know, smoking in front of people.
That's so kind of you.
Well, I know I wouldn't like it. Uh-huh. And I do want to eat more wings, too. I just want to... Oh, that's another one of wings?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we got plenty.
So we'll close these so that you don't smoke the...
Don't get the smoke in there.
So you don't soil the air?
You guys never tried him.
Never tried him. You want to try him now?
Yes.
There is a car salesman, an Acura car salesman, that is suing his former boss for farting in his office.
Oh.
And then laughing.
Let's just say they had to throw her underwear out at the A&P.
And then laughing as he was forced to breathe, quote, soiled air. And that noise you hear right there is the Hall Financial Hotline being opened up. Give him a call, 248-308-5000. Tell him Drew and Mike sent you. The best mortgage... I don't even remember what Drew always says. They close in 19 days.
Close in...
DavidHallMortgage.com.
Thank you. Just go check them out.
Home equity. Put some... You know, put a new roof on the house or something like that. They are right there for that.
Just testing to make sure it works. Oh,
yeah.
Never mind. I get it, Brandon.
Does
it
this
was
mean,
over my head.
Yeah. Does this mean I could sue? Well, I know that the
statute of limitations
statute
of are
limitations
over.
Against yeah, Mike Clark.
Yeah. Brett
that one
Bland.
He shot at your belly button. It was right at my belly button. You don't remember? No American guy would ever. Oh. That one was aimed right at my belly
Why
button.
Why did we slow that fart down?
Just because it sounded awesome. Do we have that by any chance?
No.
Which one?
No,
American
we don't.
Guy would ever.
Why? Why did he punctuate?
I just remember.
This is the only
and not others.
For some reason, this is the only slow-mo we have.
Near every flap.
Every
God.
I think I was on a kick of. I just thought farts are really funny, especially slowed down.
You two both load every fart ever.
Yeah, well, you want to have variety. Just throw some random ones in there.
So this guy, Brett Bland, suffered more than a year of sexual. Oh, it was a sexual hostile environment too, as well, and on social media from his former boss. But it's the Acura down in Texas.
On social media, was he sending him farts on posting farts on his Facebook?
How is that sexual?
His abusive behavior included nearly constant taunting, inappropriate banter, and making extremely crass, vulgar, and rude comments. Or at the expense of the plaintiff.
Wasn't there some nipple play?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't want to ruin it, but...
What do you want to call?
That's the sexual. He would tweak guys' nipples.
Oh. Jeremy or Brett? Which one do you want?
Don't we have the Acura dealership?
I figured that'd be easy. Well, you know what? I looked it up on a Sunday. They were closed. That's why I didn't...
Oh.
Call it. Now I said, yeah, let's call it on a day where they're open late. Or yeah, Thursday? Well...
Yeah.
Look it up real quick, and I'll read the rest of this. He would lace his... God, this song's terrible. He would lace his verbal antics with explicit sexual banter and innuendo by engaging in numerous non-consensual acts of pitching and touching his male subordinates' nipples.
Oh, what a scat freak.
He liberally used social media as well as his own foul mouth and his abusive behavior towards his subordinates. He reinforced dominance over his subordinates by regularly entering their offices, intentionally passing gas, and then laughing as they were forced to breathe soiled air. For over a year,
soiled air.
He conducted the above pattern of abusive behavior towards the plaintiff and other subordinates openly while AutoNation management acquiesced and turned a blind eye, opening the door to more and more nasty behavior.
Blind brown eye.
AutoNation. Oh, he also used the computers at AutoNation and printing equipment to generate paper flyers mocking the plaintiff and calling him a cancer, which he then distributed around the dealership with no consequence from management. He used texting and social media. He published a group text to a group of 8 to 10 people, a photograph of the plaintiff inserted with a blatantly false and defamatory message saying, "Keep your children safe. You're receiving this because there may be a risk of a sexual offender activity in your area." Cool.
It's not even that funny.
No, not at all. But the fart stuff is. The soil.
And the fart stuff's very funny. Yeah. I'm even okay with the nipple grabbing a little bit.
What?
I don't know. Just walk up to. No, you're right.
So if Drew came down here and started pinching your nipples.
Brandon doesn't like it.
Except for the dealership. Can't you smell that
smell? Do you have a number?
Calling AutoNation Acura Gulf Freeway. This call may be monitored or recorded for quality purposes. For the service department, press 1.
No.
For the parts department, press
parts
2.
Department?
For sales, press 3.
You should go to parts
3.
And ask for the. Is this
for
the parts
all other
department?
Calls, press 4.
It was sales, right?
Yeah, press 3.
I don't know. Parts may talk about it because they're sort of,
yeah, they're looser.
Incognito.
Thank you for calling AutoNation Acura. This is Morris. I'm under your call.
Hey, Morris. We're calling from a show in Detroit. Saw this ridiculous story about a boss there and something about soiled air. Do you know anything about that?
Are you looking for sales or service?
Well, I thought this was an article out of, I guess, sales.
Okay. So are you looking to buy a car?
Yeah, as long as the air's not soiled.
In the car.
I mean, I don't want to go in there. I have a very sensitive Lungs.
Nose.
Olfactory senses.
Okay, which vehicle were you looking at?
An Acura.
I don't know any Acuras.
Which one?
The new one.
The 5000.
Integra?
The new one?
Yeah.
Does it have that new car smell?
The Integra. Is that a car?
Let me, while I'm pulling up my vehicle locator, let me write down your phone number so I can give you a call right back after I get my...
I just want to know if that guy that farted in the other guy's office still works there.
And has Pratt? The office been cleaned?
Is Pratt there? Do you have the rest of the article?
So I guess you're looking for sales? Let me get you... I'm just a receptionist here.
Jeremy
so
Pratt. Is Jeremy Pratt there?
To. Jeremy Pratt?
Yeah.
There's not a Jeremy Pratt that works here.
Oh, so he's,
oh, he's already Bland? Blown out. What about Brett Bland?
Brett Bland?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Do you know about this story?
Have you heard?
They ain't that nobody's talking about it there, especially now that Pratt's gone.
Which actor were you looking at so I can get you to the right salesperson?
I was looking at a news story, and I'm wondering if he knew about it. Oh, yeah, he knew about
it. He's been hotboxed.
Yeah. Well,
guy.
Does that
I want to talk about that?
That kind of ruins his lawsuit now that the boss is gone. I mean, AutoNation...
They're both gone, though.
Yeah, but AutoNation got rid of him because part of that lawsuit is about...
Yeah.
Oh, they're both gone. I thought the one that wasn't there...
Well, he just said, though, that he was gone.
Is an Integra really?
I don't think
he
answered
car?
That second name.
Oh, I realized as soon as he answered, I had nothing to ask him.
You're like,
I mean, the story spoke for itself.
Well, we do have Brett or Jeremy's number.
Okay, yeah, let's call Brett. He's the one that
the recipient.
Had, yeah, just to make sure he's okay.
So he had to smell that.
Ugh.
That one.
Haven't we had remember the guy with the pork roll?
Oh, yeah.
That was getting, he was getting sued because he farted so much. I felt bad for that guy.
Yeah, he couldn't help it, right? Didn't he have some sort of malfunctioning
bowel? Yes. We could always call him and have him comment on this.
That's
story.
Called a Dutch oven, right?
Well, I thought that was just under the sheets.
Like you don't know.
Yeah.
I like the way you played that off.
I thought, but
why couldn't this guy just leave the office of soiled air?
And what's wrong with that? I do that to... My boss sometimes too.
That's gonna be the
my
next,
boss doing it to me.
It's gonna be the next hashtag Me Too.
I've being literally old. Walked by, just stuck a butt
in
call, there and ripped
we're gonna
on
call Jeremy.
Walking.
He's the farter.
Oh,
yeah,
artiste.
Why did you call an audible? You don't want to call the recipient?
Because I have 9 numbers for the guy who had to smell it, and 1 number.
Well, Jim found these numbers. Farter. Do you want to put a percentage on it?
Yeah.
No, these aren't.
Okay. Around 33. There's third.
Heads up for Jeremy.
33% to 37%.
Huh. Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't very confident, honestly. It's probably less than that.
Nice.
He's not going to answer.
He probably likes this song, though. It's about him.
Oh, the farter would. I would think the farter would answer. He'd want to talk about it. He'd be cracking jokes.
Yeah, you're right. All those good jokes.
Uh-oh. Gotta leave a message.
Jeremy!
Bummer. What exactly did this kid do in this song?
He farted, soiled the air.
He farted?
No, this is the... It's written about that one kid who went into class and committed suicide.
Oh.
Yeah, I never knew that.
Remember the good old days when they would just commit suicide in school instead of shooting everybody up?
And you didn't have to hear about it?
you had to have a cool song written about it for anybody to know? With the whole Nicholas Cruz in Parkland, did you see the story about the monitor, the campus monitor?
Scott Peterson?
No, well, not the cop. Well, that too. But there's a campus monitor. That story came out about how, everybody knew.
Oh, yeah.
That Nicholas Cruz was the guy.
Imagine seeing him. And they said, anecdotally, they were like, oh, here comes the crazy kid. Every day that you go to work, you're thinking maybe this guy, the clock will run out on the...
This
insanity.
Guy, Andrew Medina, He is the
Funky Cold.
He's the That's what they call him. That was his nickname. He was the golf cart driver.
Oh.
Remember the
that's what I was thinking.
The infamous video where he drove Scott Peterson away.
Right.
They've released his transcript of an interview he gave to detectives, and it seems like this guy actually did try to stop him.
Which one?
Yeah, which
Nicholas
both of them on the
Funky Cold or Scott?
No, Scott Peterson did nothing. He thought they were firecrackers. Which,
well, turn around.
It's the new thing now.
I love how he apologized for
if you think you hear firecrackers when you shouldn't be hearing firecrackers, assume it's a gunshot first. Yeah. I'd rather hear people hear firecrackers and go, I thought it was a gunshot.
Wait, at the very least, I'm going to go, I want to see that. I'm going to go check it out. I'm not going to run.
You could die in crossfire, according to the
civilian casualty.
FBI agent.
Oh, true. If you're a cop, though, and you don't know the difference between firecrackers and gunfire,
Oh, like Scott Peterson?
Yeah.
So Medina tells detectives that he knew this Nicholas Cruz kid.
Was an insane asshole.
We had a meeting about him last year. We said, hey, there's going to be anybody who's going to come shoot up the school. It's going to be that kid. He had problems with everybody, including all the security people. He was one of those kids. He was rebellious, you know. He had 666 on his book bag.
Good. We can finally start the big meeting.
Badass 666 on his book bag.
You are one pathetic loser.
He also had a swastika. Ooh.
Oh, cool.
He had all that swastika? Crazy stuff. All the signs were there. Oh, swastika. I got that.
Swastika Lane?
Maurice's
brother.
Medina, the baseball coach, unarmed campus monitor, had been riding around the campus, unlocking gates about 20 minutes before dismissal when he saw Cruz arrive and head towards one of the buildings. When he realized Cruz was on a mission, quote-unquote, he radioed the campus monitor of the building where the teen was headed. I assume that's Peterson.
Yeah.
I guess.
Ooh, barreled out of there as fast as he possibly could.
Medina said he also texted all the other security guards to alert them as he tried to tail Cruz in his golf cart.
Really?
So he's just right on his heels?
How fast is a golf cart?
You can take the governor off.
Yeah.
Okay.
25 maybe.
Yeah.
I used to push the T's in there and open it up.
We got busted a few. We flipped one once.
So. Oh, just like Henri Paul Kurtz.
Not me, but a friend did.
He's beelining. He has his head down. He's on a mission, Medina said. He sees my golf cart and runs. He starts running to the building.
Oh, wow.
Inside the building. Medina said he began hearing shots from inside less than a minute later. I'm getting out, and then all I hear is pop, 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 pop. Medina told detectives he followed Cruz as he ran towards the school building, but was unable to catch up, and moments later heard loud bangs.
But again, he didn't know he had guns, but he looked.
He looked like he was up to something. He tried. I mean, this is his story. You take him at his word that he was trying to stop him. Mm-hmm. He didn't immediately report an emergency code because he hadn't seen the gun. Like Jim just said. Thanks for listening to the podcast. News story.
Yeah, come on.
And he didn't want to needlessly bring a SWAT response. Instead, he picked up the only armed school resource officer, Scott Peterson, in his golf cart.
Oh, boy.
And drove back over to the building. I heard
it was 15, wasted time.
I know. I heard 15 bangs. It was like you could feel percussion coming out of the building. The echo coming out of the door was kind of surreal.
Damn. Why not do a needless SWAT call? Because it could just be a drill then, you know, safety drill.
Yeah, you're not going to get in trouble. You're not going to get prosecuted.
No, just
fake.
Err on the side of safety, caution. But they had so many.
At the same time, guys, how many times is it going to happen? Are they going to keep calling?
So what?
For nothing to happen. I mean, across the country, every school, they're going to be shut down.
Better to do it than to have a Parkland.
I guess.
Why did?
I agree. But at the same time, like, I don't know. It's so rare. It doesn't feel like it is.
It is incredibly rare.
But it really is. So,
yeah. Although it didn't, you know, like Drew says, it never really happened in the 80s or in the 70s.
No, it didn't. Well, I wasn't alive then, but
back when they were wearing those pants without belts.
Sansa belts.
Sansa.
Sansa
balls.
Don't wear that outfit again.
Glasses, contacts, and those abhorrent reading glasses are ancient technologies, just like the Sansa belt pants.
That's what you called them, too, ancient.
And yet, Eli keeps putting that in the copy because he likes the way that Drew reads it. Now, I hope he likes the way I read it. And because, most of all, it's true. Ben Franklin wore bifocals 250 years ago. Glasses and contacts are the flip phones, the sans belts, blurry analog TVs, the old dial-up internet, the AM radios of vision correction, old-fashioned and poorly performing. So then why are they still lying on your nose or stuck in your eye? Simply have Dr. Yaldo tell you which of his state-of-the-art surgeries, custom LASIK or multifocal implants, that one of those is going to bring you into the 21st century, crystal clear 20/20 vision, or even better, near or far. Dr. Yaldo has done over 30,000 LASIK procedures. He is Michigan's most experienced and honored, three times chosen as the outstanding LASIK surgeon by the prestigious Consumers Research Council, not the Customers Research Council. That's terrible. You want the Consumers Research Council. And that's
wait!
Yaldo is. I know.
Those are the Sansa belts?
Those are Sansa belts. You can still get them.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've worn them before for Halloween one time. They were light blue.
Yeah, and they have...
Here I am in the tight pants. See how tight they are? Mm.
LBJ loved them.
No, he would hate them.
No, there's not enough room.
I need to change my pants.
With a free evaluation from Dr. Yaldo, you have nothing to lose except your scratched-up glasses, annoying contacts, and reading glasses you can never find when you need them. Call 1-800-398-EYES. That's 1-800-398-EYES. Get it done. Enjoy the best summer and the best vision of your life. It's one of the best things I ever did was getting my eyes fixed.
But see if you can't leave me about
seriously.
It. Seriously.
Me too. An inch from where the zipper
hashtag me too.
Ends round under my... back to my bunghole.
I think one of the things that annoyed me about wearing glasses, this is so stupid, but because we all like passing out on the couch, correct?
Oh, yeah.
But it's hard to do that when you have glasses watching TV.
Yeah,
so
like or contact lenses.
Or contacts, yeah. And you fall asleep.
I wouldn't know.
I know.
Oh, boy.
I know. Okay. I'll see.
The Sansa belt, by the way, in case you wanted to know more about it.
Yes, I don't.
That it has an elastic waistband, so they're...
they're just stretch pants.
It was elastic?
Nerdy
mine
elastic.
Weren't elastic.
They're just, well, you don't need a belt. They're just stretch pants, then.
Kind of. Only they look like regular business pants so that you can go out and do business.
Do some business.
Maybe dance at a bar, do a backflip.
Right? Exactly.
Store your gun in the small of your back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the elastic would hold your Sansa belt. Or would hold your gun in place.
I love that guy just wants a phone call. I wouldn't want to talk to that dope, unless he wants dance moves. Shruti, can you read that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell me all about it.
I want to tell you...
Tell you all about it.
If you...
So I can eat a wing.
If you yearn for popcorn, foosball, massage chairs, smiling faces, and free Jeep Wrangler loaners, exactly what you'll get when you get your next vehicle from Zot M59 Chrysler Jeep. Yeah, you heard it right. Right from me. When you bring your vehicle in for service at Zot Chrysler Jeep, they're going to give you a new Jeep Wrangler for free to drive around until yours is fixed.
I'll tell you all about it.
Something you're not going to find at any other Jeep dealer in town, period. Plus, during Zot's Jeep celebration, the Jeep abration. Maybe they'll think about that one.
Did someone tell you that?
What?
This Jeep celebration event, you can lease a new loaded Jeep Compass Limited 4x4 at just $198 a month. $198 a month. Lease a loaded Jeep Compass Limited four-wheel drive at $198 a month. Surf the rest of their sick deals and massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. Yeah?
I'm eating wing.
Good.
Much to Brandon's chagrin.
Oh, Brandon, why won't you?
Oh, don't hit that button. Let Brandon hear it. Even though everyone else hates it.
Funny thing is, it drives me nuts, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. When Tommy's here, though, he's got all those plates stacked up, and he just hits them right next to the microphone, like...
That is so annoying.
You know, right in the middle of an interview. It's
like, damn it,
Brandon
Tommy.
Is just about to blow his lid.
The
I don't know if you know this, but I don't know if Tom really cares about the quality of the show.
Starbucks, the price of pooping in a Starbucks or using the bathroom for free for everybody, is that they're going to raise coffee prices 10 to 20 cents across the U.S.
What?
Oh, that's a great idea. It's not expensive enough.
They didn't say that it was one because of the other, but... Yeah,
it makes sense.
Is that
going to
stop
people?
You from buying Starbucks?
Well, Kennedy's angry because Starbucks is the only thing on the Butler campus.
Oh, really?
Readily available that you wouldn't have to drive to, so...
That reminds me, Kennedy went to Tim Hortons today and has a lovely story about her adventure to Tim Hortons. Do you want to tell or you want me to paraphrase it?
I can tell it. I don't know.
What happened?
No.
It's, I was going to stack it with the Michigan State story, but I thought it was
what
improper.
Okay, so my dog, I watch him when my parents are away at work.
What kind of dog?
He's a German Shepherd, so quite a large dog.
That's a sexy dog.
Yeah, 70 pounds.
Handsome.
Yeah, his name's Deuce. Fits him because he's a total shit.
Just look at him.
Yeah. So today, I'm like, you know what? I don't want him to sit at home in his kennel. So I'm like, just get in my car. I had to go to Walgreens, and then I wanted to grab a coffee from Tim Hortons. The second he sits in my car, he pops a boner.
Really?
Big
he
red.
Likes riding in the car.
Yeah, big, red, disgusting. I'm like, you know what?
How visible was this?
It's like a lipstick
very,
tube.
It was like.
He's a big dog.
Yeah.
I mean, was he sitting like this? Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, and he
belly out, or how was he sitting?
He refused to sit, like, facing away from me. Like, he needed to face me. It was
I got a boner.
Repulsive.
Flick it.
No!
Was it just the excitement of being free?
It must have been. I took the shot collar off. He was like, woo!
That's what gave him the boner.
Feeling himself, yeah.
Usually it's the other way around. People get boners from the shocks.
Oh, God.
Jeez, I got a little chub.
Take them to the drive-thru at Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They get to see dog boners and feces throwing.
That's
women.
Yeah,
that's
where this
super
goes.
Hard.
So I'm like, okay, it will be over by the time I have to pull in the Walgreens to get my prescription.
No.
No. I pull up. The lady's like, what a cute dog. Does he want a biscuit?
What
and
a
I'm
nice
like,
boner.
God damn it. Hopefully she doesn't look at my dog's, you know.
Please,
boner.
If anybody knows anybody that worked at Walgreens in Waterford, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Yeah, if you saw a dog with a boner, let us know.
Yeah.
She's probably telling the story from a different perspective.
Right. So then I'm like, okay, well, hopefully it's gone by the time I go across the road to get my coffee. And there was a fairly large line at Tim Hortons, like three cars in front of me. He still has it by the time we get
up
there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you got a free biscuit?
Wow.
Dogs
he got, yeah, he got a biscuit. And then I pull up once again. What a cute dog. Does he want a donut hole? I'm like, good.
He wants a regular donut.
So, yep, he gets a donut hole, and I'm like about to cry at this point. Like, Deuce, please put your dick away. Like, for the love of God.
Tuck it.
Yeah.
Tuck it.
It doesn't go down until I pull into the driveway and I'm back
home.
Yeah,
because he's home.
Goes down. I was like, seriously.
Deuce's big day was over.
Yeah. So that was
at least he didn't. At least he didn't finish in the car.
That can be tough, though. I mean, I understand. Little Bill had that paraphimosis.
Yeah.
And that was tough.
It's not priapism?
No. Paraphimosis
is where you can't get rid of it.
It goes one.
Well, that was paraphimosis.
That's the same thing. Maybe it's just the dog term, then?
I don't know.
This
That's
is great.
This
is going to be good, because I know you well enough that you're going to insist you're correct.
Well, I know priapism 100%.
See, paraphimosis.
So are you saying Brandon is wrong?
Yeah, look at the picture.
Yeah.
Wait, now look up Bentley's word.
P-R-I-A-P.
God damn it. Well, you have a computer. You look
X-A-N-T-H-O-S-I-F.
So wait, what does yours say? Is it only dogs?
I don't. This is what my vet told me. He told me he had paraphimosis because little Bill's Red Rocket was hanging out for so long that it turned white and it was starting to get dry. And we were kind of freaking out.
Oh, yeah, you had to lube it up.
That's right. This was on Father's Day, and we were at...
That was your present.
Yeah, we were at the in-laws, and we talked to our vet, and they're like, you can bring them in, we'll charge you $200, or you can do it yourself. So we rolled to the store to go get some Vaseline to try to, like, put it back in.
And
while we were there, Kristen's parents needed hot dogs for the barbecue. So when we got there, I sent Kristen in because I refused to walk in to buy Vaseline and
or
hot dogs.
Lube and
so Kristen,
I honestly, I would have spent, you know, $200 buying other stuff just to hide that.
So Kristen went
an attractive woman going in and buying lube and hot dogs.
Wieners.
It's like when a murderer goes into Home Depot and buys an axe,
I know,
tarps,
yeah, exactly.
And wire ties.
I know what you're doing with this.
I can't believe that she actually did it, but she came back, and we decided that we needed to get this thing back
in. She put some Vaseline on a hot dog, and
yeah,
your mouth.
The hot dog water. So priapism is a condition which penis remains erect for hours in the absence of stimulation or after stimulation has ended.
So what's the difference?
Stuck out.
Yeah, I don't know. I think yours is in human form of in terms of an erection, and mine is in dog form in which it won't go back into its sheath.
So he's not...
No, well, I mean...
Because humans can have paraphimosis, too, if you're uncirced, if it won't go back into the foreskin.
Just one more reason.
So I just learned you something.
As if vanity of your penis isn't enough. One more reason.
I was still talking about priapism, so...
But either way, we got Bill back home. Right. We lubed it up, and...
Wow, a nice old fashioned.
Yeah, and he ended up being okay, but it saved
one
me
or
some
two
coin.
Hands.
Do you guys ever buy the newspaper? Like, go out and buy the
it's
newspaper.
It's been a long time.
Do you know how much a newspaper costs?
Probably a dollar now.
$2 for the USA Today.
USA Today,
and it's like 4 pages long.
Yeah, it's unless it's Friday or
I'm not.
Hey, will we get the USA Today tomorrow?
I'm not as much of a dinosaur because I usually just look at stuff online. But I was at 7-Eleven. Where I saw Tom's the DC gift, and I bought it because the cover infuriated me because their cover story is "My Kid Is Famous."
Oh, who is
Has
it?
Anybody ever heard of JoJo Siwa? Siwa?
Never heard of him.
Joey JoJo Jr.
Have you, Kennedy? You're the youngest here.
What is it, JoJo?
JoJo Siwa. Siwa.
I've never seen this person. Is this the new Honey Boo Boo?
Well, I don't know. She's got. She has six. I knew you would.
Oh, yeah, the hair thing.
Shut up.
The bow. It's called JoJo something. Bryn wanted one. All the girls at school have them.
Oh, so she's selling these memorabilia.
Yep.
Oh, so you're following her online.
Called JoJo. No, me? Oh, Kennedy is?
No.
You follow her online? I don't follow her online.
She's 15.
She's 15?
She's a singer and a dancer. 6 million subscribers on YouTube.
Oh, boy.
7 million on Instagram. Logan Paul has 17.5.
What?
But the article is all about, you know, parents and how do you deal with your internet famous kid. Behind the scenes, her mother manages her daughter's rising status and keeps track of regular tasks like school. Every day is a learning experience, her mom says. They started out on reality TV. So this is where it's misleading because, you know, there's going to be a lot of brats like Little Tay or, you know.
Whoa, Vicky.
Where they try. Yeah, they try to become
Goodbye,
internet famous.
Shit fuel.
She actually.
She can't even punch right, bitch. She a pussy.
This chick actually had a fan base because they were on Dance Moms, which is a thing, and Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition, which apparently is another thing.
Huh.
She is really popular, so Nickelodeon signed her to a talent deal.
Oh, good.
I don't know what talent or what she does. She's become so popular that going out in public has become a challenge. Her mother recalled a trip to a candy store.
Or you.
Look at this picture of her. She's with that one idiot kid that
Oh, the Super Bowl Timberlake brat?
Yeah.
That's him. Does he have braces?
Oh, wow.
More importantly, who's the photo bomber behind him?
Her talent appears.
I like that guy. Her talent's what, Drew?
Her talent appears to be wearing goofy stuff
dressing
and
like Elton
making
John.
Amazingly ridiculous faces. Yeah.
Ugh.
The fashion...
Her mom recalls a trip to the candy store where screaming fans awaited. One of the employees came up to me and was like, oh, good. She's going to close the store and help us get out of here.
I really wanted to see her really bad.
She was like, you can't film in here. And I'm like, we're not. We're just trying to get out.
Everyone, it's JoJo. And Jess is performing at this year's Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards. It's me.
Why
did you guess
that?
Don't miss it Saturday, March 24th.
Wow.
Oh, Lord. And then they talk about another guy. Let's see if Kennedy knows this one. Do you know who Prince and the Baker is on Instagram? Mm-hmm. 9-year-old Prince Cannon of Atlanta showcases his lavish outfits to the world. His mom, Kyra Cannon, 39, is his photographer. A designer offered to send some shirts because he just put pictures up.
Looks like a cool kid, actually. Yeah. I'd hang with him.
Really?
He looks young.
Oh, he looks like
he's what, six?
I'm sorry. I know he's 9, but he looks like a dick.
He's 9?
Yes, he's 9.
Okay.
He does there.
He looks hot, too.
He looks much younger than 9.
That jean jacket. I can't imagine that's in now.
Right.
Oh, my God. Is this ridiculous? We'll have to link it to his,
denim dance.
His Instagram. Shops and brands now approach Princeton, eager to outfit him in their latest looks, his mother said. Ralph Lauren partnered with her this year on a shoot of a new line of shirts. Princeton's fans stretch as far as Denmark and the Netherlands.
Why does he have fans? He's just wearing clothes.
Both
like
moms.
He should.
Yeah, I know.
How old is this kid?
Both moms share a belief as parents of young internet celebrities. The child has to really want this.
You know, the parents really want this.
Yeah.
Of course. It can't just be about getting product or earning money. That's not going to work. You really have to have something to say, and the child really has to be interested in it, or it's not going to last. What does that 9-year-old have to say?
I don't know.
His message?
But the future, when they're all like...
What?
What is that?
Jesus, Jim.
Talking about
what are you talking about?
You want that? I don't know. Did he want it?
What?
I don't know. Whatever. It's too late.
It was a stretch. You just wanted to hear it, but that's fine.
What happens though when they're all like grown up?
You down.
Grown up and broke.
And he's not cute anymore. Not
cute anymore, and they're all broken.
You mean in about 4 years when he hits puberty?
Is there? Will there be a home for all of them where they can all go? Like Honey Boo Boo will be
That's a great question.
Well, there'll be a nostalgia. There'll be a nostalgia TV show that puts all these kids back together once
when they have acne.
But it's not really anything too new, because even when I was a kid, you know, pre-internet and everything, Nickelodeon still had their, you know. All their stars and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so they were on the covers of all those Tiger Beat and stuff.
Yeah, Tiger Beat?
My sister did. So I got to see those.
You got to sneak it?
Yeah.
Now look at Kenan Thompson.
Big fan of Joey Lawrence.
Who else is in there?
You know what I did get? The Lane Bryant catalog out of my neighbor's mailbox. Thank you very much.
Is Teen Beat one of them too?
Yeah. Tiger Beat?
Okay.
Tiger Beat, Teen Beat.
Wasn't there a Teen Beat? I don't know.
I
remember the girls in seventh grade liked the kid from Mighty Ducks. Banks. Mm. I remember him in those movies.
Now, where's Banks
Adam
today?
Banks? Adam Banks.
Wasn't it Adam Banks?
Cake
today?
Eater?
Yeah.
What's he look like?
He was a good hockey player.
He was only in those two movies. There's three movies, whatever.
That's it?
I don't think that kid did anything else. He got really tall. And so I think he got really...
He's probably an addict.
Oh, he's not actually that... Bad looking.
Oh, ooh, how about
he's not hot, but he's.
Would you?
He doesn't look destroyed.
Yeah.
Really? Well, if you think he's so handsome, then why don't you marry him? No, seriously. If you think he's so handsome, go marry him.
Is he on Parks and Rec?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Vincent LaRusso?
I don't know. He wasn't one of the major stars that.
That's the guy that the girls in your class thought was hot?
In seventh grade, I remember a couple.
Right here.
No, he doesn't. No, it looks red there. It's not. It's more of a strawberry.
No, he doesn't. So after I got my $2 USA Today that just had that story in it and nothing else, I bought the tabloids. And
cool.
Don't usually buy them because Drew always gets them. And the first thing I open up, the very first thing I open up is the Globe, and it's got a picture of Chrissy Metz, right, in a giant sundress.
We now come back for Purdue.
And probably not so unironically or, you know, that surprising, the caption is, Jabba the Hutt.
Are you serious?
Yes. This is us funny lady Chrissy Metz does her best impression of Star Wars' larger-than-life crime overlord. And all she's doing is sitting on a bench texting.
I thought you were going to say, like, eating an ice cream. Look at her.
I think she is.
Her phone is basically resting on her belly.
Yes. Well, so are her arms.
I didn't think the Bloids would go that far. I could see them
saying
she
doesn't even have a waist.
Digging her grave with a fork and a
fork
knife.
A fork and a knife, according to Dr. Stuart Fisher, author of the Park Avenue Diet.
She's getting bigger, isn't she?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that picture, she's definitely...
Why wouldn't she? That's her hook.
She's really big.
That's her hook. She just gets bigger.
I mean, seriously, if she... Let's say she got rid of about 8 Mandy Moores, and she was just down to, like, 1 Mandy Moore, would she be that interesting for that show?
No.
No, they'd have to recast that part.
She'd be interesting in the context that she had lost all that weight if she stayed in the part.
In that show, they'd kill her off. She'd get lap banned, and she'd die because of it or something.
Oh, yeah,
probably. And it'd be so sad.
Everyone would cry. Tom would cry.
Everyone would be talking about it.
This is us.
Well, the National Enquirer has solved the nation's greatest question.
What?
And that's...
Priapism or...
Do we stand by Morgan Freeman?
I forgot about it already.
The readers stand by Morgan Freeman, 54% of their poll.
Barely.
Well, it's over.
They're barely standing on his side, though.
The 81-year-old star said he was only using humor to make people feel at ease when he asked one young woman, do you fool around with older guys? Now readers who voted at NationalEnquirer.com have decided to back the aging icon.
But isn't that a pickup line?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, he kind of got railroaded. Although there were some.
Really that bad? I mean, how else are you supposed to? You have to wait for the chick to go, you want to get with this chick? right here? Or I mean, how do you do it then?
No, you're absolutely right. The legal precedent is that if you pursue it beyond a no, then it's
harassment is different.
You can take but if he's just trying to,
there you go, Jim.
That's how you do it.
But then he was
now it fits.
He was sexually harassing the staff member, the cast member on the set of some movie where Alan Arkin had to tell him to cut it out.
Yeah, the cock blocker, Alan Arkin.
Yeah, because the video evidence that they provided was him simply looking a chick up and down, which a lot of dudes do.
It's creepy.
It is. I guess you can call it creepy. You know, but
I thought the birthday party story was really weird.
And just
first off,
one
that they
line,
threw him a birthday party.
They were so upset about that one line. I wish I was there. Where you don't even really know the context, but
why are you throwing an 80-year-old a birthday party?
And he probably wanted it.
He went.
He's it all up in your way.
Have you seen? Was he on Conan? He's a goofy guy in a funny way.
No,
he's awkward, but he's But things nowadays, speaking of, you mentioned it before, 13 Reasons Why.
Yeah.
One of the big things, when I watched it, the guy was about to hook up with the girl. He goes, is this okay?
Well, it's consent.
Yeah, but are you going to really ask? How often are guys asking girls?
And I'm married.
Well, yeah, I'm married too, and I have to ask. Otherwise, I'm.
The answer is usually no.
No. Exactly. Every time. And I'm like, you always say no. What? You start it then.
You gonna take that dick, huh?
Denise Richards is saddled with debt. Actually, the headline is Horse Lover Denise Richards Saddled with Debt.
Wow.
Ooh.
Get it? The Wild Things hottie was slapped with a lawsuit. What claims she owes $47,000 in stable fees. Well, nothing. That's the point. She used to get $55,000 a month. From Charlie Sheen.
Oh, you like the horse?
God.
And it got cut down to $25,000 March of 2016. And that's why she is saddled with debt.
Sad. How many times are you going to keep saying that?
I just thought it was so dumb.
It is.
Oh, would you look at this? What is this, a pony?
She has a house she paid $4.4 million for and listed it for $7.7. It's been dropped down to $4.9
million. Ooh.
I think she needs to change her living styles.
Possible.
Her lifestyle.
Denise.
Or get another movie.
I thought she was hot for
she's still pretty.
I mean, Wild Things, but then...
Really?
Wild Things is a big deal. I thought she... Was she on, like, a celebrity rehab or something? I thought she lost her mind or something.
Well, here where she's saddled with debt, she looks pretty good.
I'll look her up.
Here. Look how good she looks, Jim, while being saddled with debt. She looks good in that picture.
Yeah.
No, she looks great still.
Yeah, she has aged, so.
And Wild Things was amazing.
Yeah, she looks good next to the horse.
I don't even know if I watched that full movie.
I don't think I ever did
either.
No,
everyone just watches the scene, yeah.
There are a couple of movies that are coming out, though, for her.
With her?
Uh-huh.
What?
What? Straight to video? She doesn't even exist anymore.
She plays Jo in The First Key. Saturday at the Starlight, she's Mrs. Sproat. Hmm. Destined to Ride, she's Aunt Glow. Christmas Break-In, she's Heather, and Firstborn, she's Christine. God, she's got so
Is it in 3D?
Movies.
No. Not interested.
Look how many movies she's making.
Sounds like a great one.
Holy crap.
She just has small roles in each one.
Wow. She's working hard for those horses.
Are you doing okay?
Well, she settled with debt. I don't know if you knew that. There's a fight on The View. Care to guess between whom?
Oh,
it's
got to
be McCain and somebody, right?
Yeah, well, Megan McCain and
Joy
Behar aren't faking their furious feuds.
About?
The bitter arguments that go on backstage are pretty ugly, spills an insider. Shouting matches are common. Joy tells Megan she's sick and tired of her throwing her dad's name around. Guy's almost dead.
They always hate the conservative chick on that show. Elizabeth Hasselbeck and now
Who was the first one?
I wasn't
was
Elizabeth.
Zero.
Was it Lisa Ling?
No, it was Lucy Liu.
No. Matza.
Yes.
Debbie Matza.
Star Jones?
Some Greek name. Yeah, Star Jones.
Matzakanet? No, I'm
she was a
no. Matzakanet.
She was a nobody.
Oh,
and then
Annapolis?
Yeah, and they put her on that show, and boy, did she bomb big. What is she doing now?
Was she the conservative one, though?
Yeah.
Okay, they always have a blonde conservative.
Annapolis. What's she doing now?
Oh, man.
Wait a minute. She wasn't on E or something after
she had a daughter in 2014, so she's probably a stay-at-home.
Oh, cool.
She is an American television host, according to...
Drew's going to be pissed. Don't tell him.
She co-hosted a show back in 2016, but hasn't done anything since.
What, was it on E? I swear it's
Home and Family.
Oh, are you just going to dig in until we find out if she was?
No, like, I just, that's why I said, oh, who cares? Why am I even asking? I don't give a shit.
That's what I love about
her. She's the Hallmark Home and Family host, so she does Homey and Family movies.
Sounds like a great one.
I know.
Joy tells Megan she's sick and tired of throwing her dad's name around. Megan says she loves her father, and Joy needs to be more respectful. But Megan, 33, and Joy, 75. They've even hired interior designer Jeremiah Brent to make over their dressing rooms. That turned into a nightmare after Megan got a look at Joy's and demanded to know why hers wasn't as big as Joy's. She caused such a stink, producers had to secretly increase the budget on Megan's makeover to allow more luxurious fixtures. When Joy heard that, she exploded! Called Megan a spoiled brat. According to the snitch, Joy aggravates Megan by barging into her dressing room and leaving her lipstick-smeared coffee cup on the Neatnik's counter.
Oh, what a bitch.
Gross.
With a turd in it.
But this the turd. Ugh.
It would Joy turd.
It would be diarrhea. The brim. But then Megan gets her Joy back by grabbing the last everything bagel at the guest snack table. Joy snickers that Megan doesn't need the extra calories. Megan retaliates by calling.
You hungry?
Megan retaliates by calling Joy's shoulder pads outdated.
She's got her there.
Shoulder pads.
She's got her there. By the way, Matt Napolis did work at E! For a long time.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
She started in 2006. She hosted Fashion Police, Live from the Red Carpet, Style. She was all over E!
Yeah. That's why you knew.
Fucking right. Priapism.
I'm back!
The other big feud in TV is between Wendy Williams and Rachel Ray.
Oh, why? Over what? How do they ever interface with each other?
I'm glad you asked.
Oh. Have to do with Wendy's illness in any way? That would
Rachel
be a
Ray
blow.
Called it fake?
Ooh, no, but maybe it is. No, it has to do with the fact that they share a Manhattan studio space. And Wendy's floor sounds like a rock festival. There's window-shaking music and stomping feet, the source dished. Notice that when it's one of the few places where Gwyneth Paltrow will ride an elevator with Little Kim. They're trying to say they're so different.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but like a rock, what did she explain it sounded like? Like a rock show?
Yeah, a rock festival.
It's just really loud.
I wouldn't expect it.
A calm kitchen studio.
A DJ warms up the audience for 30 minutes before the taping and blasts beats throughout commercial breaks, with the ruckus lasting 2 hours. Staffers on the Rachel Ray Show reportedly hate all the noise and the nonsense. The audience is wild during the tapings of Wendy's show, dancing and cheering. It's a great scene. Rachel's audience is much older and a lot more boring, according
worst
to the source.
Episode ever.
Wendy routinely makes fun of Rachel's safe space downstairs.
I don't blame Wendy. I'm starting to like Wendy a little more now.
There's even
personally.
Flashy Wendy rolls up to the studio door in a Rolls Royce while Rachel arrives in a Prius. They can't stand one another. It's a complete mismatch. And while staff on the other shows go to the same bars to socialize, Rachel's LUTs are super boring and they keep to themselves. Which I'm not surprised by that at all.
She's probably jealous that her audience is old and
a lot more boring.
What does the paycheck look like, really? Because does that matter? Who cares?
Rachel Ray's got her dog food. We buy her dog food.
Oh, really?
We buy her cat food.
Oh, my God.
It kind of bummed me out, but then
soft.
I'm like, whatever.
We also have. We also have one of those spoons that she made that can sit on the edge of the pan.
Does Deuce eat Rachel Ray dog food? No, Deuce eats real dog food.
No, he eats Tim Hortons.
Don't forget to bring the spoon.
It's even claimed the tension has exploded to the point the ChatFest vets rely on high-priced security teams to navigate their comings and goings to avoid meeting each other. Quote, they both use the same security company. Explain this one to me, by the way. They both use the same security company. The same team also looks after Tom Cruise. So you can imagine the lengths they go to coordinate their exits. Well, no, I can't. What does Tom Cruise have to do?
Nothing.
Does Tom Cruise coordinate exits better than anybody?
He should need security people, too. He should be able to fight off anyone.
Well, that comment made no sense.
No, just saying, they take care of Tom Cruise.
Security breach.
Why does he need to be taken care of? Can he just hurl himself outside the building and fly?
He can run so fast.
And run away.
He is only, 5'2"?
He can slide under their legs.
There's a nice big story about all the work that Meghan Markle's had done.
Oh.
And Harry had $90,000 of hair implants.
Oh, that's why you can only see a little spot.
Yeah, he is going. You know who else is balding at a hilarious rate?
My brother.
LeBron.
Oh, yeah.
Your brother, too.
Yes, my brother's going to be bummed if he hears that.
Why is he balding at a hilarious rate, really?
Yeah, for,
and you have, for a you while. Have a glorious head of hair.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm 6'2".
You don't
he's
look
5'6".
Anything like your brother. Are you sure?
He's short.
Sure he's your brother?
He's got a tiny dick.
So, one thing you have priapism. He's got the thing Brandon's dog had.
Yeah, no, which is fake.
He's uncirked.
You get that dog cirked. That would have taken care of it, wouldn't it? That's just always hanging out.
No, they don't cirk dogs.
Can't do that. Well, why not?
Because then it would be hanging out all the time.
Sheath.
All
right. Yeah. And plus, it would get
that's
white.
Like me.
It's in a dries, tube,
right?
Yeah, you just
it's
put
just
pants
hanging
on
out
him.
All the time.
Yeah, just make sure he wears underwear. Wait, can you can really can't circ a dog?
No, because they have
what
to.
What are you
it's
talking
kind of
about?
It's foreskin into that thing.
You can't cut that off.
Says who? You can do it to a human.
Go ahead, do it to yours.
I am a dog.
Freak. Like Mark said, just put underwear.
Hattie,
on them.
Hattie.
Everybody
yeah,
loves.
She had that always underwear.
Everybody loves a dog wearing underwear.
Is your brother on the on the plan? The preferred? Is he a preferred?
No. You know, it's funny. He actually heard that discussion. He called me to tell me I got off mom's plan forever ago.
Really?
Yeah, I had no idea. I thought he was on it too.
So it's just your parents and you.
Yeah.
I know you.
I feel really. You would think about this. It bums me out. But
most, no, it doesn't.
Yes,
it, no, it
well,
doesn't. Most people
well, I'm
would be
a good deal.
Most people would be shamed and then probably open up their own. You're gonna dig your heels in and stay
no.
there as long as you can.
Well, yeah, a little bit. And I talked to my mom about it, and she said, "Well, your dad and I might just keep it so it, you know, so it doesn't affect you." And I keep telling
Hi,
her, "I'm like,
should we call her,
Mom? I don't care.
Should we call your mom
if you want.
You know,
you
go can, home to mommy.
She's gonna tell you to go to church.
You can write it off.
What?
Phone.
Well, not anymore. Can you?
If you itemize, if you
yeah. You use it for business.
If you're going to write off more than standard
deduction. Well, then they're going to check
I've
the
seen
porn
you using
it
for business.
God,
yeah,
I
but
go
then,
to church every goddamn Sunday.
Then I'm going to get busted like the Visteon guy. They're going to check my phone.
Well, your mom could check your phone. She owns it.
Yeah, and you jizz.
Did she buy the phone, too?
No. That's part of the reason. So I bought the. I got a phone recently and just, instead of paying $800 up front, just rolled it in. So I still owe like $500 on it.
I make my ass very available.
Wait, doesn't
so
it just go to your mom?
Worried.
Yeah, doesn't it just go that bill go to her if you rolled it in?
Yeah, but then Kate pays her.
So you know I ain't worried. Me,
so not only for the service, she's paying for the phone.
I'm paying for the phone.
Okay.
Kate.
She sent, yeah. Well, no.
$70.
Yeah.
That's your phone and?
It may have
and
moved up to
data?
85. I'm not sure.
Data?
Yeah.
Unlimited data?
Well, we found out no because I had to pay an extra $15 for 3 months in a row, and I did because
well,
we
now,
had shitty Wi-Fi.
Now I'm really interested in knowing who uses most of the data on that.
Oh, it's 100%.
So they should lower the data plan to get you off.
Well, they don't want me off of it. My mom said, you owe $500. We'll keep this going. I'm like, no, just get your own plan. I'll get my own plan. I said that to her. I swear to God.
Call her up.
She'll probably forget.
Call her up. How quick does she get paid? That was Drew's question yesterday.
Oh. Yeah, right. I don't know. I don't know when the bill comes. She gets it.
That's exactly what we predicted, that you wouldn't
really?
Know.
No, I have no idea.
Is she available right now?
She should be. I went to lunch with her today.
Aw.
Who paid?
We paid.
Great question, Drew.
I paid.
Where'd you go?
Crispelli's.
Nice.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
I only got 4 pieces of pizza. I was bummed. It's pretty thin. We had to split a large. I wanted like 6 pieces.
Was I think it just I'm you huge. And her?
No, I'm Reese and Kate.
Aw.
Try this one.
Just slow down.
Oh, boy. Don't say the...
I don't think I've ever talked to your mom. No, I know.
Don't
I'm
say...
Scared.
Can't say goddamn.
Okay.
She's better. She,
oh, I want to.
She almost cried one time because she... I told her it's just a word.
She doesn't listen, does she?
No. Oh, no. She wouldn't be able to.
She ever look at pictures on
is
your
she going to answer? Will she answer an unknown?
Yeah, she should.
No, she's not.
Yeah.
Hello, we are not available now.
Who's on the
Please
phone?
Please leave your name and phone number.
Do you want to leave her a message?
We will return your call. Mm-hmm.
Hi, Mommy. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mommy.
Where's my mom?
Go home to Mommy.
They probably don't even listen to these messages.
Hi, Mrs. Bentley. It's the Drew and Mike Show. Your son, James, is here with us.
Try that one.
We wanted to talk to you about this cell phone plan that he's mooching off you.
He claims you don't mind.
Yeah.
Do you mind?
He actually said you encourage it.
She's trying to keep me on the plan.
Oh.
Mom, you are keeping me on the plan. I don't want to be.
So if you get this anytime soon, just call that number back. We'll keep an eye out for it. Have a blessed day.
Bye, Mommy.
Bye.
And no
Good
woman
one, Mark. She's
ever
love
mess
you.
It up to the love of my life, my mommy.
Aw.
Try that other one. She'll probably answer that one. She's probably at church right now, honestly.
Really? Again? She
goes
twice
at all
a day?
Hours. I don't
that
know.
A zero?
Yeah. Yeah. What else would it be?
Six.
Oh.
Are you sure you're related to these people? Your brother and your mom? You're so
I'm not
different.
Sure.
You're so
My dad's 5'5", mom's
5'3". I just mean all of it. You're very different. Although you're...
Yeah. No, I think my dad was more like me.
Yeah, your dad.
But I think my mom tamed. I don't want to say tamed, but...
Your mom goes to college.
Were your made him give up. Tall?
No.
Really?
Well, my grandpa, maybe 5'8 at most.
Really?
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Huh.
Your call has been forwarded.
Oh, Carol, come on, Carol.
Voice message system.
We don't need to leave her.
Nah, whatever. Good. I was kind of nervous.
Carol,
why?
Carol,
that
Carol,
you're...
Carol.
Well, I didn't know what she's gonna say. I don't pay the fucking bill, so I
the house
know.
Of lies that you built was gonna come tumbling down.
No, I was just afraid she was gonna say something. I was gonna be wrong, but I didn't even know. Maybe it's 2 weeks late every week, and I don't know, or every month, and I don't know.
Are you sure those are the phone numbers that would?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, how do we really know?
We don't. We don't know at all.
I don't know. I'd check, but my dad is all used this month.
Well, now we have the numbers. We can try again.
I know. When you're
again.
Not when
yeah,
you're
do it
not
when I'm
here.
Not here. Because I don't want to influence anything. I want it to be she has no idea. I heard Drew saying that. And he said before he wanted to call her. And I don't want to.
Okay?
I don't.
Yeah, what did
you do?
No, that my shoulder hurts.
Shoulder.
Yeah, what's a shoulder?
What time is it?
Were you locked in the bathroom for a full Jackson? Doo-doo feces?
Full Jackson is working. It's catching on. Somebody was caught in traffic outside of the Meijer for a full Jackson.
45 minutes.
You know what killed me about that Meijer story? Was the jokes about their, their prices are the bomb.
Oh, whoa, really?
Threat. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, they're the generic jokes.
That's my Meijer, by the way.
Ooh.
I know.
Are you going to go back? Or are you just going to get shipped? So you don't ever have to go there again?
I don't know. It's kind of fun going to Meijer because there's everything there and you buy things that you don't really
I love Meijer.
Want to or need.
Really?
I do. Julie is not, she's not the biggest
not
fan.
Not a fan.
So she gets it delivered, but she doesn't like going there because it's too insane. And I'm like, that's what I like about
pretty,
it.
Yeah.
I like the insanity.
You know, remember,
like to be caught up
I feel like I'm alive. I get to go
For
out,
once.
I get to go out and do something.
I need to get away from you, Julie.
Instead of
girls.
Being in a basement, we're surrounded by two little kids
and swing set people.
That's why, yeah. Oh, boy.
Hey,
swing set's still not done.
Oh, my God. What is it going to be done?
The swing set and this
by
fucking
the end of
toothbrush.
Summer.
Oh, yeah. Is it,
The update on the swing set is that it is supposed to be put in next week. A little dubious that it's really going to happen.
Really?
I don't know. I've kind of given up.
The same guy shows up.
Whoa, then he'll...
They claim they're going to send more than one. Which I hope so, because I don't want them being there till 11 o'clock at night again.
I know, that was weird.
Maybe you should hire a supervisor for him.
Well, you can be the supervisor.
Well, the operations manager and I are getting pretty tight. We talk at least 3 times a week now.
Oh. And I'm not sure, but I'm a builder. That's what I love to do. That's probably what I do best. I'm a builder.
I was really pissed at Costco, too, because when I talked to them, they said, I know, believe me.
You can't be pissed at Costco.
It's like being mad at your child when I'm pissed at Costco.
Yeah, we've got to repair that relationship.
Much as I love them. Because they're like, somebody will call you within 24 to 48 hours. That was on a Tuesday, or from Tuesday. So last Saturday, I called them and said, no one called me. Like, oh, well, they usually will do that once everything's resolved. And I'm like, how was I supposed to know? Because nobody called me. I'm just sick of wasting my time on stupid things that don't really mean anything.
Toothbrushes?
Especially because it's just for a kid. Who cares? It doesn't benefit you. That's probably why.
Here's the other thing. this hit me the other day. How long is she really going to use the swing set?
Oh well, God. The nanny's going to use it, too.
What?
Annie.
Oh, Annie.
I thought you said, yeah.
Nanny.
Like, so did I. I'm like, calling Julia nanny?
I didn't know Miss Carly was going to go use it.
What if she does?
She already has.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, swinging is kind of fun.
But I was talking...
Swing set swinging.
Well, any kind
of... Pretty soon, I bet they'll all be swinging together.
Wow, that was so quick.
Zoops had to hear that. Sorry.
But I was talking to Jason, and he's got a swing set. I'm like, oh, do your kids use it? He goes, no, they're 11. I'm like, what, 11-year-olds?
Get rid of it, then.
He said, oh, they got, like, virtual reality and computers. Well, that makes, I don't know, it makes me sad.
That is sad.
I don't know how old I am, no.
That makes me sad.
Virtual reality swing set.
As if I would have been that kid to go out and play instead of watching TV like I did. Playing the net.
I played on the swing set a lot.
Yeah, we had one, but we didn't play in the swing set too often. Oh, it was more baseball, soccer, golf, football, all sports.
Ours was not, you know, like cemented into the ground. So when you swing, it would jump. You could jump. Oh,
so did ours. Fun. Was it like red and gray? I think ours was like red and gray kind of or something like that.
Did it have a corkscrew too? Because we at one point we had one with a corkscrew. That was fun.
Oh, it's a corkscrew. Oh,
it's like a soft.
The little like it's
you
like
you
a
climb up
screw slide. Yeah.
We had one when I was a kid, and I fell, and that's why I got a sweet scar in my head.
Oh, really?
Yeah, big scar.
Can't see it.
Fell right on cement.
Pussy.
Oh.
My version of playing.
And that's how he got into radio.
Fell on cement.
My version of playing when I was younger was my brother and I would go out in the backyard and play football, quote unquote.
Oh, it's probably same as.
It was just him and I, though.
Okay.
So we would be on offense. And he would hand me the ball.
Wait, you'd both be on offense. Yeah.
16, sat, hot.
That would be Dan. And then he'd hand the ball to me, and we'd freeze, and then he'd switch to defense and just tackle the shit out of me. And not, I swear to God, he knocked the wind out of me so many times. And we had these giant oak trees and these acorns all over, so I'd land on them. And I'd be like, he's like, oh, it was just knocked out of you. Let's go. Like, so then he'd
come
be
on,
the
again.
Quarterback, throw the ball to me, and freeze, and then come, and he'd be
so
on defense.
So you had to freeze.
Yeah, so he could go be defense and tackle me.
Did you ever try to switch it around so that you were tackling him?
No, because I was younger, and I just thought, oh, cool, he's throwing me the ball, whereas he got to be quarterback and throw the ball, which is the more fun, you know, it's the funner part.
Yeah, no, but it's fun to tackle someone.
Yeah, he got to do both. He got to throw the ball instead of running the route and then go in and tackle me. Scarred.
Awesome. How much older is
somebody?
He? 2, 3 years.
Please, why don't you go cry about it?
I will. I'm still scarred about it, Brandon.
That's what we did to my brother, and that's why I say he was such a good soccer player and athlete. My friend,
didn't
my neighbor Kevin, and me would play defense. He would just hike it and just have to run. We would just
I have a
tackle
heart,
the
I have feelings.
Shit.
I feel that when you do that to me.
Thank
it's
you.
Not nice.
Thank you.
Don't do it.
Like I said, my brother was small. Kevin was big, taller than I was too. So we just used to wreck him.
Poor guy. I'm feeling for him. Should we call him?
Hey, do you think they're going to pardon Kwame? Do you think the president will pardon Kwame?
No, he wasn't on the Celebrity Apprentice. Do you think Trump has any idea who Kwame Kilpatrick is?
I know he may know that Kwame was passed by for a pardon by Obama, so he might want to do it just because.
Oh. That's a great point.
That's a really, God, that's really sharp, Drew.
And the issues with the FBI.
Yeah, true.
You know, maybe
so he can prove them wrong.
The
yeah.
But I didn't get that. Was it the Free Press that had that article?
Yeah.
Who wrote it? I didn't understand the point of it.
Dickerson?
Oh, Brian Dickerson?
Yeah.
So what was the point?
The point was, like, why Trump might want to pardon Kwame.
Since I didn't read it.
Well,
I didn't understand. I read it and still didn't understand.
Since he's, you know, sort of gone crazy pardoning people. They're saying, you know, for the reasons that he's not been on Celebrity Apprentice, so that's a reason not to. But he was passed by for a pardon by Obama, so that's a reason that he want to. And to
even would you think he would do it prior to the election?
Fake news.
Since he doesn't wait till the end of the term anyways, just do it to try to
do it.
Get some of the left on his side.
Well, he wants the black vote.
It would lend legitimacy to
Kwame.
He would
or,
lend legitimacy.
Kanye.
Oh, that's true.
That's right.
And the grandma who's now out. It would lend legitimacy to Kilpatrick's largely unsupported claims the FBI investigators and federal prosecutors conspired unjustly.
Hell yeah.
So it'd be another way of, and because Barbara McQuaid, who sent Kwame up, and Nancy Edmonds, both of them.
Make it happen.
They're on TV all the time.
On TV, yeah.
Ragging on him.
Ragging him.
You had me at hello.
How do they know that the police and the DA didn't make all this evidence up to make him act the way that he's acting?
Is there a small, small part of you that would think it would be interesting to have that asshole out again?
I didn't think that till you started saying that sentence because I knew where you were going.
But then there'd be anticipation for him to fuck up again.
But it'd be like watching a TV show or something just to have him out. Just
I don't want him to be.
Would he come here? He wouldn't come here.
I don't think he'd have. Would he have the balls to come here?
No, we would not have the balls.
I don't want him to hold office or public office or anything.
No.
But I think it'd be kind of interesting to see how the media would follow him and see what he does. What is next?
I want to tell you, Detroit, that you done set me up for a comeback.
Maybe I want to see his comeback.
Really?
But I mean, there's a small part of me that if that happened, let's say part of him.
On the back.
I don't know if I would be that upset.
Huh. What if he would just show up at Mike Duggan events all over town and just be like, hoo hoo ha ha.
He's OJ. I'm running
to photobomb him.
That's in my car.
Heckling him.
That
would be funny. I was okay with that.
It was incredibly frustrating how he ran the city and how much money he stole.
How long is
even when he was a state rep?
They should let him out because he would go right to wherever the pot of gold is.
See, buried. That would be my fear if he got out. Well, could he run? Could he run for public? Yeah, felons can run.
Give me the go. I want the go. Yeah,
felons can run for office.
I think so.
They can't vote, but can they run for office?
Doesn't that sound kind of weird?
Yeah.
They're going to be a felon somewhere along their political
shows who makes the rules. That would be my fear. He would get out and run for office and fucking win. And then we'd be in the same spot. So.
And then he would have a huge chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, you know what? No, I don't. There's no part of me now that wants him out because that would
my shoulder.
He would see that as a victory. I take it all back.
How long has he been?
Sorry, I wasted your time.
There's part of me wish just for the entertainment value. That's it. Maybe let him out for 2 weeks.
I think there'd be a lot of that's
follow
not a bad
him around.
Idea. I think it would drive him nuts, which would be kind of what I would like to see.
Yeah.
Instead of living it up with Martin Shkreli.
Oh, right. Do you think they've talked to each other in the chow line or anything yet?
Do you think they even know? Would Kwame even know who he is? Because he's been in jail since then.
They can't get Facebook or internet or anything? Because
I don't know.
I'm sure. No, I think they can.
Yeah, I think
right?
they can too.
I believe so.
Also, hell yeah.
Also in the Free Press today, they had a nice radio hire.
Oh, who got a job?
Jack Lessenberry, the guy that just lost the job.
Oh,
woohoo!
Yeah,
congratulations, everybody.
Trying to guess the station.
I know.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious who would hire. A fallen
9-10
person. Yeah, because you don't pay him. You know, they don't pay their employees. He can just sell advertising, but the guy just got blown out of Michigan Public Radio.
Right.
He got blown out of the Metro Times. Wayne State has them suspended while they're doing their own investigation.
He's fired!
And AM 910, the superstation's like, hey, we'll take them. We'll hire them.
Yeah, we need another body.
Yeah, 2-hour show every weekday, too.
Wow.
You know, they might actually be paying him.
5 days a week.
We know for a fact that there are certain spots on that station that are paid.
Yeah.
Are you serious? What are you talking about?
Not much, but they're paid.
They got some sweet facilities.
Yeah, they've poured a lot of money
really
into
nice.
It. How do you
serious?
Know?
Serious?
Yeah.
Oh,
you know, Trudy.
I've been there.
Whoa! I don't. You didn't
the
fall.
The lobby is like a cathedral.
You haven't committed enough crime to be hired by them.
Yeah, that's true. I'll have to work on that.
You got
to
fall from grace.
Couldn't
you
find
steal.
Your record.
Yeah. Yeah. What is this, Trudy? You don't have a record anywhere. You've never been arrested. You've never been accused of anything.
Way overqualified for this job.
You're a legitimate broadcaster. Get out of here.
Have you been listening to the 910? Is Todd Corser still doing his program?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Has Tad been calling in?
No, definitely not. I think Tad's
anyway,
dead.
Anyway, I wanted to call in. I got it kind of a late start, and I know we already had some folks on the phone. I don't know if they're still waiting. Dior, do we still have somebody over there waiting to get on? Hello?
Hello?
I guess we'll wait a second.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Nice phone.
Help me with your name.
It's Todd.
Slow down.
Oh, you ended it?
I screwed it up.
Yeah, why'd you end it, Brandon?
Jeez.
I liked that Brandon. Guy. That guy was pretty cool. He was funny.
Sounds like a great one.
I don't know. Is he still on?
Hi. Help me with your name.
It's Dodd.
Yeah. Hi.
Hey,
hi,
Dodd. I think you're hitting on some really good points here. You know, Frank. Trump has caucuses hanging out all over Washington. But I was wondering, do you think he really would ever reach across the aisle to Democrats and maybe kind of create a controlled burn?
Are you serious? What are you talking about?
Brandon. Do you think he could do that?
Of course. I mean,
do you think Reagan would do that?
I absolutely do. I absolutely do. And I don't think it's necessarily a bad idea.
He doesn't get the two lines that he used in his table. Letter.
It's best if we can get the whole of the Republican
or the recording
together. It's always cheaper politically to stay in your own party. They say cheaper politically because
I was bummed.
He doesn't own anybody politically. He owns them nothing. He can almost have a whole controlled burn over the Republican Party if he wanted to.
Controlled burn.
Well, it's kind of that way, but the problem is that you know, Trump's the president, but he needs the Republicans because they're in control of both the House and the Senate.
Oh, they are?
So Trump automatically started to attack.
I hate that he's legitimately answering the question.
He got him all in the presidency. So he fought against the establishment in as far as the Republicans, but he treats them, I think, with the whole idea is that he knows that he needs them and he's going to work with them. I think if the Democrats are honest about it,
and I hope he's not still on the air.
Willing to actually deal.
It doesn't look
I think
like
Trump
it.
Is, his door is open.
That was the nail in the coffin. That call.
Yeah. I don't think that necessarily.
It was the best thing he ever did on his show. What are you talking about?
Using a few Democrat votes to
Monday through Friday, Nolan Finley does the mornings.
Really?
Till 8:30, and then Steve Neveling jumps in with the Muckraker report.
I like Steve. I like Motor City Muckraker.
Then who's Bill Noakes?
Matt Noakes' dad.
Matt Noakes' dad. I don't know who Matt Noakes is.
Who is Bank Hole Thompson?
He's another editorial.
I know that name, yeah.
And then Al Sharpton.
It's
and
not
then
Bank Hole, is it?
No, it's Bankle. Oh. And then
Bankhole.
Bankhole sounds better.
Well, wouldn't you say it that way, though?
I would.
Hey, Bankhole.
You heard all about it on the radio.
Al Sharpton and then Sam Riddle, the Riddler. Does Riddle at Random. He named his show.
Of course.
Riddle at random.
So they actually have a lineup.
Oh, Todd. Oh, Todd,
that's a great
no.
name.
When's Todd on?
Todd is still on.
I'm still on, all right.
He's still on Mondays. Mondays at 9 o'clock.
Everybody, be quiet. Todd's about to masturbate.
Oh, Lord.
It's the same slot, so there you go.
Wade McCree has a show called No Shame.
Oh, really?
No shame in my game.
Yeah. Hot dog.
What's that about, though?
The hot pictures he sends out to people.
No shame in my game. Yeah, no shame in my game.
There he is.
We played the Rod Allen one.
I did.
No shame in my game.
Christine Beatty still has her show.
Really?
Perspectives.
Oh, Alexander Jonchek has a music program. Nice.
Never heard of him.
Boring.
He's the flutist.
Are you serious?
He always does like appearances at.
How do you know all this?
Oh, he's at the Farmington.
Are you a big flutist fan?
Arts festival.
Flautist.
Skin flute. So stupid.
I don't think he
plays
skin
flute. How do you know he's a flutist?
I don't know. I think he's been at one of those festivals in town where you walk through and it's like, who's that? Oh, that's boring.
I know the pan flute, Zamfir.
There he is.
Yeah.
Lord.
Put on some Jethro Tull.
Here, check it out.
That's kind of cool. That's him?
Yes.
That's him right there, Jim.
It's like Kenny G, right?
With a mustache.
Yeah, playing the flute with his butt?
Oh, that's Zamfir. You know that song?
That's a bit.
No, he's playing it. What is that? What is that?
I have no idea what this is.
I thought that was a man for a while.
Wow, flutes are useful.
Funny flute compilation.
I've seen that one before.
Oh, that's from a movie, isn't it? Guy in a stripper pole playing the flute? Or is it an oboe?
Oh, my God. Really? What the hell is an oboe? Why are you so...
What's up with the words?
Why are you so hip to... they're not woodwinds. What are
reeds.
They?
Reeds? No. Aren't they reeds?
What family of instruments are they?
Penis-like musical instruments.
Yeah, phallic instruments.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I think the wings have gone to my head.
How far in are we? Oh, yeah, I should probably tell you about my car shopping, because I've been shopping for a car.
Let's hear all about it.
I'm still in my MKZ. How many more days do I have left? What is today? The 8th?
Yeah.
October.
I got 3 weeks.
What day is it today? October.
I got to keep shopping, finding out what kind of MKZ I'm going to get, because I know I'm going to get a Lincoln MKZ, and I know I'm going to go. I'm going to go to Hoot, Mac and Ernie's, Star Lincoln in Southfield. They are Southeast Michigan's premier Lincoln dealership. The owner, Jim Mac and Ernie, Hoot's son, he's been a daily listener since day one. Awesome. He listens to every section of the show, hopefully even today. Lincoln is the star of American luxury cars, and that's why the late Hoot gave it that name. Like to say the stars align at Hoot's place. It's a newly remodeled showroom, immaculate service area, and you can go see our boy Jimmy D over there. He is our personal podcast salesperson.
Nice.
They're going to make it easy for you. All you got to do to get into a 2018 Lincoln is call the personal sales rep Jimmy D, toll free at 855-567-STAR. He's going to take personal care of you because you are a loyal podcast listener, just like Jim Mac and Ernie. You get the guaranteed lowest price that Lincoln's going to allow on whatever model you choose. They're even going to throw
these things are mine, right?
They're even going to throw in some Drew and Mike swag. So go check them out. Tons of Lincolns to look at. The Navigator, of course, everyone knows the Navigator.
Have you figured out a color yet?
Mauve.
Oh, for real. I heard that. But
I honestly don't care about the color. What I told him is I don't want a
trying
color.
Trying to set Brandon up, but he's not paying attention.
Well,
I'm just kidding.
Maybe I should just finish
this. Oh, is he leaving?
No, he's...
Oh, I thought he was mad at me.
He's working. Are you in trouble?
He's working the switchboard.
Really. Yeah, it really was. No, I was...
Oh, you know what he's doing? He's calling Star... He's calling Jimmy D at Star Lincoln, 855-567-STAR.
Oh, because you convinced him.
Yeah, that quick. Drive the Star. Call Jimmy D. Get cool. A new car.
Yeah. I like the color you've got. I think you should get into that.
What do you call that color? Because sometimes they ask you, like, what to call your color.
These big blue ones. Look how beautiful these are. These, right?
That's what I was trying to say.
But they say, you know, if you're going to pick something up and they're make and model and color your car, what color would you call that?
That's like a silvery gray.
I say brown.
Wait, which
brown?
Is
you see brown?
Is it not brown?
Where are you looking?
My car.
Oh, your car?
What color is that?
Beige.
Okay.
Beige?
I don't know. It's a tan.
Brown.
Yeah, it's a shade of brown, I would say.
Oh, okay.
I refuse to call it champagne.
Oh,
that might actually be.
Do you want to be? Boy, it's not. It's not your thing to be driving around in a champagne.
No, I'm going to call it the Miller Lite.
No, it's High Life.
It's a Miller Lite.
Miller High
color.
Life. Thank you. Champagne of beers.
Beer color.
I
car.
Hate Miller.
That's my father-in-law. Everett.
Really?
We'll go anywhere. Do you have Miller High Life? It's always got to be Miller High Life.
So
otherwise,
many other beers
it's okay.
To choose from.
He loves Miller High Life.
Wow. Seriously, so many.
Fascinated about what's going on with Brandon. He just came in and grabbed a piece of paper and went back out. Wow. Are we in trouble? Are we in trouble with the Acura dealership? All Financial is a big supporter of our podcast and the best place to get your mortgage. If you're buying a home, you're even considering refinancing, or if you just want to take some cash out of that home or anything to do with a home loan, contact David Hall. All he cares about is client service. Oh, that's what's going
on. Yeah, he does.
Your mom called back.
Oh,
I was talking to your mommy.
Boy, how did you know, Trudy?
Because it came across on caller ID.
Yeah. Oh,
David Hall is obsessed. He's obsessed with 5-star reviews. In fact, he's so focused on it, it's the only company goal. Getting to 1,000 5-star reviews this year is the only company goal at Hall Financial. Just click on the Hall Financial logo on the Drew and Mike podcast webpage. Fill out the online form. There's no obligation to have your questions answered by David himself or one of his team members. You'll never be handed off to a pushy salesperson. Remember to go to our website, DrewMikeShow.com or DrewMikePodcast.com. Either one works. Click on the link to Hall Financial for a link just for you, the Drew and Mike listener, or you can call them direct, 248 308-5000. Make sure you tell them Drew and Mike sent you. Big reasons to call or click today. Home improvements, shorten the term of your loan. Any of it, all of it, David's going to help you out. Restrictions apply. A Michigan licensed broker lender, NMLS number 1467435, equal housing lender.
Huh. And someone was just on the Hall Financial Hotline.
I know. It looked like there was a lot of action going on over there, Brandon.
Well, it's because we are going to need to make a quick call.
Uh-oh.
I already spoiled with who
we are in trouble.
I know. I'm kind of nervous. I think I'm more nervous than Jim.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? She's
know.
A sweetheart.
I don't get along with my mom.
What?
I hate my mom.
No, I'm kidding.
You like sound like the favorite child.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll have her rank them.
Well, she always used to be worried that she was favoring my brother over me.
Hello.
Well,
she clearly was.
Carol.
Hello.
Hi, yeah. Mrs. Bentley.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah.
Hi, Mommy.
This is Trudy, Mark, and your son you may recognize.
Uh-huh.
Your second favorite son.
Yeah, that's right.
Is he your second or first favorite?
I'm not sure. It depends. No.
Depends on the day, right?
He's my first favorite.
And Brandon, who you already spoke with.
I'm going to play that for Steve.
I guess Mom do knows best.
Now, I think you know why we're calling, correct?
I have a feeling. Is it about the phone?
Yeah, we're amazed. Amazed that you still pay his, well, don't pay, but we're still amazed that he is on your cell phone plan.
And you're trying to keep me on it. That's what I'm arguing as well. But no, I'll be quiet.
Was he trying to send you a signal to say that you're trying to keep him on?
No, I don't want to say anything. I don't want to persuade her one way or the other.
Would you be upset, Mrs. Bentley, if Jim said, Mom, breaking the chains, I'm getting my own cell phone service?
I'd let him.
Is it more advantageous for you to have Jim Stella
go home to mommy.
Be on your cell phone service, your plan?
No, it's not.
Does it cost you extra?
It costs more.
I pay my bill.
Don't call your mom a liar. She just said that.
No, she said it would probably cost more if you were off the plan.
No, I think she said with me.
If he's on it.
Oh, if you. Oh.
There's a few little hidden charges. I don't charge them.
What?
Oh, really?
I did not. My face is getting red. I did not know about this.
I'm sure it has to do with the data plan.
No. Yeah, it does.
And
no, he
paid
really
those.
Doesn't know that, though. He really doesn't know that.
I paid those.
Well, he needs
today.
He needs it for work, though.
I know he does.
That's not an excuse. He can get his own plan for work and then write it off.
I'm not on the radio, am I?
Oh, not the radio.
Technically.
Oh, okay. Well, Jimmy, are you there right now?
Yeah. No, I'm...
Not technically.
Well, yeah, he is. He's not working. It's late.
Yeah, it's after...
Oh, I know he told me, though, that you guys wanted to verify he was still on my plan.
Well, now you just outed me. I said you didn't know. So told you not to say anything.
So do you pay any more than just the little, you know, surprise incidentals? Do you sometimes have to... Did you pay for the phone?
No. Oh. Nope, he's paying for his own phone.
What?
No.
So how much extra are these charges?
Well, remember...
I feel bad. I want to pay them in retro.
No, you don't.
Okay.
No, I don't want to.
With interest, right?
No, because you didn't tell me.
Now, how quick is the bill paid? Like, how quick do you receive a check from Jim or Kate every month?
They're good about it. They are good.
Kate's good about it.
Are they ever late?
Yeah, I will say. You know, I don't know. I really don't keep track, but I know it comes every month.
Have you ever had to remind him?
Maybe once or twice.
Well, it's been 16 years.
Do you think? Do you think he's
batting pretty well?
Do you think he's ever missed a month and then you missed it too, and he just skipped it and paid you next month?
It's hard to say. I don't know.
Oh.
No, I don't think so.
Well, he's a very honest man. He raised a very good kid.
He was brought up good.
No, he was brought up good. It's once he left the house.
No, exactly.
That's right.
And it all
I'm
went
not going to say anything more. No.
It all went to shit after that.
Oh, Jim.
Sorry, Mom.
Swear?
I was afraid to. I don't swear in front of them.
Oh.
So, Mark, you had a new baby not too long ago, right?
I do, yeah. About 7 weeks now, I think.
Another
girl.
Right?
I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, congratulations.
I'm telling you that, baby.
You want me to sign you up on the for the babysitting list?
She would love to be a godmother.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
She's
I
adorable.
Would.
She's a ham. Oh, she's an infant. She doesn't do much. I got to tell you this much, though. She better not be on my cell phone plan after the age of 18.
What if she paid you, though?
I don't care.
Really? You're going to make her pay more?
It's part of growing up.
Instead of paying 70, she's going to have to pay 130.
Part of being responsible.
Girls are more independent.
Oh.
Well, okay. Thank you very much, Mrs. Bentley. We're going to try and get him off your plan, try and get this guy to grow up a little bit.
Trying.
Because before you know it, Reese and Bryn are going to be on that plan, too. You're going to be
loaded
up.
Trudy, Drew wanted to be on it.
We're all going to be on your plan. Sign us all up.
Well, as long as you pay up, you know, all the charges. All
of them?
The little charges.
No, really, how much are these extra little charges, Mom? Nope.
Well, he uses all your data. We know that.
Well, she doesn't use any.
Have you ever noticed, like, you know, sometimes there'll be a charity event, like to donate to, I don't know, when Katrina was going on, you could text the Red Cross and they just put it on your cell phone bill. Did he ever do any of that?
All
you know
the
you're
time
talking about?
I used to do that when Riff paid our cell phone bill.
Oh, you did?
Numerous times.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. Well, it went to charity. They couldn't be mad.
Yeah.
They paid our cell phone bill and it went to charity. And I wrote it off.
And you wrote it
came
off.
From my phone that I owned.
Statute of limitations is up on that.
Yeah, but you didn't get the do you have to get the bills?
No, I never got the bills.
Really?
No. But I had a picture of the phone. I have it on my phone. Thank you for donating to the Red Cross.
Hey, Mrs. Bentley,
I want to be audited for 2005.
Yes, Trudy.
One more thing. Did you guys have a nice lunch at Chris Belly's today?
We did.
Did you pay?
I love that place.
Who paid?
Don't ask.
It wasn't you. You're making it sound like it was you.
I gave Kate the money.
What? I did not know that. I swear to God, I put it on my card.
Andy's.
Listen, guys, do kids ever pay when they go to dinner? I mean,
heck no.
No, I think you're right.
No, but I thought we. I swear on my life.
You know, Jimmy,
kids are soft.
In defense of Jim. When they went and got the food, he did pay the bill. And I don't think he knew that I gave it to Kate, but I'm the one that called and said, would you guys like to go to lunch?
Oh, you're too nice.
Did Kate fight taking the money, or was she like, oh, cool? It wasn't in cash, and she didn't tell Jim about it.
No, so she's
so
got
Kate
extra money laying
Kate,
around.
Kate really
get
made
money.
Out. Though, right? Jim also said you ate too much pizza. He didn't get enough of it, he said.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, right.
I would have eaten more. I was hungry. I ate some of Reese's mac and cheese.
Did you?
Yeah, and I'm going to eat the rest later. It's a midnight snack.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. For all the intel.
One of these days he'll grow up.
One of these days.
I hope so. He's getting there. No, he's
baby steps.
He's a good son. Yeah. He is.
Aww.
I could be better.
Oh, you're number one, according to her.
Yep.
Yeah. I love that boy.
All right. Well, have a good weekend.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
God bless you all. Nice talking to you guys.
Bye.
All right. Love you, Mom.
Bye.
Love you, too. Call me later, Jim.
Okay.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm busted.
She's going to discuss
she's
that
gonna
cell phone.
Dress me down.
How dare you call me and not let me know that I'm being recorded?
Oh, but I actually pulled over in a strip mall to make this call.
Oh.
I was on my way home, and I don't like to call when I'm on, you know, when I'm driving.
It's very responsible of you. Yeah. Meanwhile, Jim texted me today while he was driving.
No, did he really?
Yeah.
I'm tattled on you.
Yeah, I'm really worried about this guy.
Accident. He's been real. And then I'm not going to bail him out.
No, not at all.
She always did tell me she would never bail me out of jail if I win. So, but
I
bet she would have.
Depends what it's for, I would think.
I could have gone with you.
All right, bye bye.
Okay,
all right, love you,
guys.
Mom.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Love you too.
Also,
love you all.
Bye.
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 jeez.
She knows I like farts. I used to embarrass her. We'd go to McDonald's or something, and I would just fart as loud as I could.
Yeah, what's wrong with
she
that?
She was like on almost in tears. Yes.
I mean, it's not like they're going to think it was her. I mean, isn't
but
that
she
why
was
people
just
are,
embarrassed.
Well, why would you be? The only reason people get embarrassed about a fart is because they don't want other people to think it was them. I mean, if you know it's clearly somebody else.
She'd always yell at me to... I might pick my nose a little bit while I drive or something. I just kind of, you know, maybe there's something in my nose.
Like McConaughey?
Stop, someone's going to see you. Yeah, just roll it. Like, Mom, I don't care. Now's the time to do it because I'll pass people. They don't know who I am. Care if they see me, I'll never see them again.
I kind of agree with you, except now it's going to be filmed. You're
right,
going to be on a website, boogerpickingdrivers.com.
Is
like
there such a place?
Or 16.
Will be now.
15 or 16 when I use
it. There's going to be 30,000 pictures, half of them you.
What if they are?
Who is this man that's constantly picking his nose whilst driving?
Whilst, for booger, there is a boogerpickers.com, for God's sakes. Oh, my God. No.
Ooh, there's an Uber forum, too, where people are Uber drivers are complaining about people picking their nose in their car.
Oh, that would bump.
Oh, and wiping boogers on their seats and stuff.
Nasty.
Yeah, so I never even thought of that. You'd get in an Uber and someone had just picked their nose right there.
Oh, yeah.
You're just
I had
me.
A driver one time who had a separate car for the people that she picked up than the one that she actually drove.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so that was her...
Just an Uber car. Her,
yeah, exactly.
For the slobs that she went to pick up. Yeah. That was a good thought.
I had texted Drew hours ago about the Jack Lessenberry thing. He just wrote, what a joke. How'd the podcast go? Still doing it. How far in are we, Brandon?
About 210.
Speaking of that quick, do you know what your, Mark, do you know what your Uber rating is from the drivers? Have you used it enough?
No. Well, I have no idea.
You got to look.
Look it up. Just open your Uber.
I'm going to be the lowest.
Yeah.
Why are you going to be the lowest? What did you
we
do?
Talked,
did
you
pick,
missed
picking
it.
Your nose?
There was a...
Oh, I missed this conversation?
No. I think I only use... Uber when I'm either hammered or my mom used my Uber multiple times and she can be, you know, a little testy sometimes. Uh-oh. So I think it was Deb's fault that my rating's kind of low.
Well, you can see like when
they don't. But it's out of 5 and I have a 4.43 or something like that.
That's
but
low.
I guess that's low. Bentley's got a 5 out of 5, which is that's just
how do you know?
Right.
Like how do what do you
go? You go to the hamburger menu and it drops down and then you can see.
What?
No.
Wait, I don't want one right now.
No, click on the 3 lines. The hamburger.
No, it wants me to order
one.
You know
you're old.
I never use Uber. I have a car from Star Lincoln. 855-567.
Where do I see it, Jim?
Settings, help.
It's right,
under your profile picture.
Right under your See, like,
I have nothing.
Do you have your Wi-Fi on?
Have you never? Oh, you've never used it?
You wouldn't have anything.
Not in a while
because
you've
never. Really?
All right, he's got a 0 out of 5.
I got a 4.89.
I told you my exciting time is going to Meijer or Costco. Well, I don't want an Uber for that.
Oh boy.
When do you use it?
Boastful.
I'm drinking. I don't know. I've gone out to Tigers games.
Let's just drive.
I did that enough.
What's yours, Brandon?
I don't know. It doesn't tell me.
Have you used it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you have to have one.
Yep. Where does it say it? Ken?
Right there. You don't have...
Maybe you don't qualify. Maybe it's not enough... small sample
like
size.
Like an iPhone 4? What's going on? I swear you either didn't... someone that had one
it's
of those.
Got that's why it's got those big buttons.
Brandon, you have to... I swear you have an iPhone 4 or you need to update your app.
Huh. That's weird.
Which, it's not Uber. You have Uber... Chinese version.
Uber.
They come pick you up in a rickshaw.
That's where you go when you're...
That would be kind of cool.
That would be a very dumb comedy bit.
When you're...
You want to do one?
When your rating is
Drew's house.
Not at all.
That would be so much fun.
Anything else?
No.
I'm losing steam.
Yeah, me too.
Booger picking challenge?
There's a great story about a sex cult, but I'll save it. Drew loves cults, so I'll save it for him.
Oh.
It's a really... That guy loved grabbing tits. But it's a new cult that I had never heard of.
There was, this is kind of sad.
Nexium was in the news, too. Yeah, what?
They were doing a mass baptism in a lake, and a crocodile ate the priest.
What?
Oh, really?
In the middle of it.
What kind of a religion?
Wait,
let me guess the country. I'm just going to think. It wasn't here.
It was a crocodile, so that gives you part of a hint.
Oh, shit. I wish I knew
so Southeast, Thailand?
Cambodia.
Am I in the right area?
No.
Laos?
Africa.
Africa.
Oh.
You
Africa. Nigeria?
It jumped out of the lake and grabbed. It jumped out and what? Grabbed him and then ate him. And then they have a picture.
And I feel like this is some goddamn National Geographic shit.
Picture that as a crocodile looks like he
looks very satisfied.
He's really fat.
Where was the story? The guy got his dong bitten off.
That was
shark?
Bad.
That was terrible.
Yeah, that was in
South
America.
Oh, he died too, didn't he?
And
thank God, he didn't want to be dongless his whole life.
Or doing something, he gets attacked by a shark. He didn't beat off the shark like we've seen in the past. And unfortunately, shark rips off his ding-a-ling. They
pulled out the root too.
Just ate it.
On
ate
the base?
Whole damn thing.
It's a root,
and all of his buddies go and they grab and they bring him on shore. And there's a lot of photos of this too, where he's laying there.
So they don't have to blur it out because there's
minus
no wiener.
Ding-a-ling. No, they had to blur it out because it was pretty red.
Kind of
like that guy who got shot by the FBI agent. Yeah. They had to blur his leg out because it was red. They had to blur out this guy's crotch area because it was disgusting. And yet, unfortunately, he passed.
Fortunately, he passed.
I get,
you want to be dongless?
So his crotch was all
2021.
He shouldn't be waving it in front of the shark.
Don't you just then change flip sexualities and become a woman at that point?
Yeah, why not?
Or get a prosthetic one.
Well, he died though, so you can't.
Well, no.
Well, no. But if
do you even know what you did to beat off the shark?
So he just lose blood? Did he get bit in the femoral or something?
Yeah, probably. There's a lot of blood supply.
Yeah, the root goes right down to the penis, root. Goes right down to the femoral artery. Oh. that's where the blood
photos.
Is supplied.
You know a lot of technical stuff? Is that the real technical name for it?
The femoral artery?
Did they recover?
Or the root. The root. Yeah, it's just the root.
Did they recover the penis?
There's
did
a
they
picture.
Catch the shark
I think it's nestled safely in that shark's tummy.
Well, did they get the shark?
Here's the shark.
we'll put that picture up there for you.
You know how they always have to like put down a dog if he bites somebody?
Yeah.
So did they put down the shark? Did they catch the shark?
I didn't
He's
read
in an
that
ocean.
Far.
Yeah, find which
if
shark
he bites
it is.
You, you get rabies and you die.
Well, if he's the other guy's bleeding penis blood all over the place, that shark's not going anywhere.
It's a different scent.
Oh, you know what?
If that guy's dung filled that shark up, he's not hungry anymore.
This is how little I know about the story. He also lost a leg. But,
oh, he did?
Oh. Yeah, but I only kind of
focused
in
on the penis.
That, you know.
Oh. Oh, so it was the femoral bleeding out.
Yeah, you're right there.
And that shark
I should
was
be
full.
A doctor.
You should.
I should. I called Reese's broken arm. I diagnosed Kate with Bell's palsy when she had it.
That's right, yeah.
The doctor couldn't figure it out. Didn't know. I was like, you have Bell's palsy. She went
really?
To another doctor. Yeah.
And you would be the number one son then.
Yeah, I have a knack for...
Instead you're doing this. Exactly. I always call myself an amateur doctor. Because I won't ever have the doc. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretend I know things. Nobody's going to know it differently.
Sure. I'm not going to go to
Dr. Dre
school.
Can be called the doctor.
I know. And Wesley Snipes.
Dr. Wesley
still
Snipes.
Still haven't figured out why he's a doctor.
No one knows.
Oh, he got an honorary doctorate somewhere?
Yeah,
but,
like
yeah,
Cosby.
But you don't go
was
around
calling yourself that.
From where?
Was it in finance?
Yeah.
An accounting degree?
So
yes. Tax
all right,
law.
Get us out of here, Brandon. It's finally
the weekend.
Like us on Facebook. Like us. Follow Drew on Twitter. He'll be very happy. He was bemoaning how stagnant it's been. And once again, Snapchat, Instagram. Click the Amazon link too if you're going to shop on Amazon. Go to our website and click on that because we get a little help there. Of course, if you so are inclined, you can donate because that's huge. And, yeah, anything else? Anything else going on this weekend? Besides Lids for Kids in Berkeley?
Oh.
I won't be able to go, Mike.
There is the...
My boy has to get surgery.
Soft.
Reese, no, he's tough.
Sounds like...
Broke his arm.
He probably cried.
No, he didn't. Well, he barely cried. That's why I didn't think he broke his arm. 3.5.
Oh, boy.
That's pretty... Like, I was going to say, it's great for kids to break bones, because I broke a lot, and I felt like... I don't know. I loved having a cast. I just felt like it meant that I was doing things. But 3 is a little young.
Yeah.
You might want to wait until he's at least 6.
I'll tell him next time to
the
wait.
The quote was, it's great for kids to break bones.
I broke C.D. Selmayr's arm.
C.D. Selmayr?
On
why
purpose?
Why is she talking shit?
Yeah.
Behind
snap
her back?
It?
Yeah.
I just wanted to see it happen. No, it wasn't my fault. It's gravity.
What happened?
Gravity.
We were climbing on monkey bars, and I was nimble. And
you were better.
She lost her grip and fell.
Survival of the fittest.
But her mom forever was always like, oh, talking about your bush, Cindy.
The emotional scars she inflicted were worse than the physical pain that Cindy had.
I did not
hear. Mom sounded like Queen Elizabeth.
Pretty.
Okay.
All right. See ya. Drew should be back Sunday.
Good.
I did not hit her. It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
Hi.